You know, people never travel anywhere. They never do anything. They do no research. And they expect, you know, Satan to show up on their front door and go, "Hi, I'm the devil.
Just let you know I'm real. I'm in your neighborhood. All right? See you around." Right on.
I would have just stand there and heckled him. I went, "You don't really sing. You're not really talented, you know?"
I'm so sure that he hasn't heard that shit before.
He hears it every night when he closes his eyes.
Here's the punchline, boys and girls. This will work about as well as the Internet Decency Act they did about 2 years ago. We all know pretty much eliminated pornography on the
It's
internet.
All gone. It's all gone. I can't find it. I've been searching for it.
Porn, what porn?
And at this point, he's like, "You want me to fucking get out of the car?" And I'm saying,
"No, I want you to die. This heart attack you do for."
Like, there's certain decency laws where they can't go put the ad in the paper and say, "We'll fuck you in the ass with a 2x4 for $4. I'm going to go to Sean's house and fuck him up.
Have you heard anything Sean has said in the past 2 years?
Incidentally,
he will kill you.
There's a color other than red.
You're not serious.
No way, zombie.
What will the people say?
What's it called?
Oh, my God. Do the guys in the brickyard know this?
Has CNN heard?
Holy shit. Think what this could mean to stop signs everywhere.
Yeah, Clarence, it's good I caught you. It seems everyone else has left, so I'm afraid you're going to have to work late on Sunday night.
What the hell is on Sunday nights, Clarence? You know you can't work then.
I can't work Sunday night.
I'm afraid you're going to have to. We have the Parsons Project due on Monday morning.
He's getting in the way of what the hell, Clarence?
No, no, Mother, not again.
Who are you talking to? Who's Mother?
He knows too much, Clarence.
He's my friend. He wants to talk to you.
He does? Where is he?
He's over here. He's visiting me in my cubicle right now.
There's no one here. Why do you have a shovel in your cubicle?
What do you mean? I'm right here.
Oh, God, Mother, no!
No! Sunday night, and you're listening to the What the Hell Show on Ranch Radio with your host, Sumerian. If you like the show, ICQ and email everyone you know about it. Now it's time for us to spread the virus on What the Hell.
Okay.
On.
What happened there? Was it the sea monkeys?
I'm not going to tell you.
No, I think
it was the sea monkeys.
They should be killed.
Yes, the sea monkeys invaded my computer.
When sea monkeys attack, the reason why this is about this, just to recap here, and Decker Integrity was attacked earlier this week by a savage group of sea monkeys.
How many?
Oh, my God, that's really loud in the room.
What happened is that
Decker Integrity was sitting there minding his own business when all of a sudden his cat jumped up onto the television in order to rescue him from a tank of sea monkeys that was coming to attract him.
You have to watch that. They'll move in a tank.
They will. So the cat valiantly knocked the tank over. Unfortunately, the sea monkeys managed to plot their fall onto his cable modem and frying it. So he is sans computer, or actually sans modem.
People don't understand that sea monkeys are actually vicious pack animals.
Yes, they are.
And once they develop a taste for human blood, there's no going back.
I've seen them actually strip an entire, like, bull carcass.
Right.
Straight to the bone. It's frightening.
I remember back...
I think it's an abomination that they sell these vicious, vicious creatures to children.
It's true.
They're advertised in comic books. I can't believe it.
Yeah, but you'll notice they're mostly horror comic books.
Very true. They're trying.
I set away for a set of those x-ray glasses, and they didn't fucking work!
I know. It's false advertising.
It is, though.
What Maybe they're meant do? To see through comics.
They had, like, a little spirally thing type on them.
And that's all they did?
Yes.
They didn't do anything.
No.
What did they claim to do in the packaging?
They claimed they were X-ray glasses that you could see through things. And it made everything kind of go all weird and sparkly, like it kind of shimmered things.
Let's get one thing right, Terrell. Sea monkeys do not equal brine shrimp. Sea monkeys are evil. Evil parasitic.
That's what they lead you to believe.
Genetically grown organisms designed by the government to kill people.
That's true. These sea monkeys were actually listed in a bioweapons manual published in 1968.
Oh, yeah. Developed for 10 years previous thoroughly.
I don't trust any creature that will stay in its egg for like 40 years, dehydrated. You just add water and they come. I'm sorry. This is like
It's the ultimate weapon. I mean, they can be stored infinite lengths of time.
So adaptable.
Yeah,
so adaptable.
Unleashed at any moment.
And
ready
they can
to spray.
And they can probably be also made into a tasty condiment for crackers.
I think so.
I think I may have been a victim of sea monkey attack myself because I just laid down on the couch for like 5 minutes and fucking bang.
Well, that's the first sign of a sea monkey attack.
I lost like an hour. It was like lost time. You know, you wake up on the highway in your truck with a sunburn. It's the fucking sea
monkey. Your muscles will soon atrophy.
Yeah, you'll soon atrophy and you'll grow those little...
I used to be a healthy, well-adjusted human being and I got sea monkeys. Now look at me.
Yeah, it's like... Cubert.
It might be Drexel.
No, not
it's not Drexel. It's not Drexel. But it's good to fill in time with it.
It is, though.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Darcy.
Hi, Drexel. You're on the air. What's up?
I can't hear you.
Turn your radio down.
What's happening?
I can't hear you.
What's happening?
I'm downstairs.
Oh, okay.
When you're not answering your phone.
Yes, and all those little hackers out there will be able to determine what number he pushed in order to let him in.
Oh, boy. Gain them access to the door.
Building.
The building, the door.
And any other building who uses the same system, which is, I now believe, all
I'll
of
give
them.
You a hint. It's six. It will not help you at all.
let's put it this way. We're also strategically located to pour boiling oil on anyone who tries to mount a hostile invasion.
It's quite simple. We're right above.
Boiling sea monkeys.
We're right above the door. Oh, yeah, boiling.
You ever notice that sea monkeys look entirely a lot like Q-Bert? You ever notice that?
Do they? Yeah. They always wear those crowns.
How about snorks? Is Q-Bert a snork? I just want to know.
Snork? What's a snork?
I thought snorks were basically an underwater variant of the Smurf.
Yes, but they looked a lot like Q-Bert.
I'm missing something. What's a snork?
They've got gooms on
very
their
bad. It was cartoon.
Back in the 80s, basically, it was somebody decided to take the Smurfs underwater. Is pretty much the best.
Well, I like
if
the
they
idea
work on land.
Smurfs underwater and just holding them there until they stop moving. But
I like the idea of
if you choke a Smurf, what color does it turn?
I don't know.
Then go in.
That's right. Something you have to sit in a dark room for 10 hours and think about.
I just know they all gang fuck Smurfette. That's all.
I read. That story
is it
once
still
too.
Ringing?
Which one?
Oh, this was sent to a friend of mine, an email that the Smurf sex email.
Door? There, I think that worked.
You went right ahead. What are you going to do that for?
See, that's
you
what you get
said,
for being late.
You should have just said, oh, it's not time to call in yet. You should have said, it's not time to come up yet.
It's not time to come up yet. Phone-ins later.
So
you failed to meet your timings.
You're in Drexel's spot. He's going to fucking get all weak.
He's going to throw a little fucking hissy fit because he is a bitch.
Yeah. Just so you know.
I fully expect this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're looking forward to it.
This is your official warning order. Incoming hissy fit ETA. 4 minutes?
No, less than that.
Less than that.
I'd say a minute left.
Well, yeah, 60 seconds to H hour, which is hissy hour. Okay, let's go through the IRC here.
All right. Okay.
Ronan, Sarah, do you want to start at the scroll top and just scroll down as I go down? We got Echo, Caxler, Shovel, X-Weed, Heroton, Redhead, Soul Raver, Datums, Daedalus, Apocalypse, the Terranger Zombie, Pele, Roto, Disturb, Pseudo, Disturb, Pseudo, Inclimor, Erase, Rooster, Link, RX, Work, Sanix, Iron Me, Breaker 1, Snake, Bab, Smoko, Stinchy,
Amen,
T-Knight, Hippie J, Bomber, Floyd Zappel, Half-Elf, Reptile, Romulus, Guardian, Ronin, Buck X, Terrell, Plastic, Cossix, Romeo Jr., Hey, Scribe! Long time no see, man. PV, Microcube, Stalking Creep, Star Baby Studio, Iron Vampire, Malkov, and of course, Pete Apes.
So there we are.
Wow. Zombie has
you're
a
looking
question.
You're looking like Adventure Drexel today.
It's Adventure Drexel.
Hey, is that my shirt? Did you buy my shirt and wash it a bunch of times?
This is what it looks like.
I'm just
it looks
interested
like
my shirt
in
this model.
Oh, it's not good charging them when it's on, huh? It doesn't work. Zombie has a question.
Of course he does.
Excuse me, Drex.
Well, what's going on? What's happening? What comes next?
Zombie. Zombie has a question.
What's your question?
Zombie.
Zombie, speak to a zombie. Come in, zombie. Earth calling, zombie.
Damn it!
I guess claim for zombie. He's no longer with us.
Another Rant Radio member taken down by
Steve
Monkey.
Get your hands off me, you filthy ape!
Zombie, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Somebody hanged up on me.
Yeah, we like doing that.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Nothing much. What left girl said, like what's that zork? Whatever you call it.
What? Can you rephrase that?
Zork.
Zork.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Yeah, what are those Zorks go on the left? Yeah. Maybe you can explain Zorks.
Snorks.
Zork is a text adventure game created in the early 80s.
It's bad. I farted and it sucks a lot.
No. I can vouch for the fact it was a great big 12-second long 4-octave ripper.
Yeah.
It is going to split the seam of the couch.
If there was a dog in this room, it would leave.
It's a snork. Snork?
A snork is a creature from a really bad 80s cartoon.
Yes.
It's got a round head, round eyes, and a little funnel on top of its head.
Does that explain everything, Zombie?
Yeah, kind of. Hey, Sean Kennedy's quick.
What?
Is Sean Kennedy in the room?
Sean Kennedy is indeed in the room.
I am, in fact, in the room. What's going on?
So is his odor.
He is definitely a presence. I am so in the room. I am permeating this room.
Well, I'm breathing through my mouth.
I'm breathing through my shirt.
We're all forced to indulge in Sean's anal vapor right now.
Fuck me in my anal cave. War joy! I want to rape your dog with a plow.
Okay,
so what's up?
I have the data heaven now. Data heaven.
You got your data haven up.
Yeah, it's all up. It's doing good. I was just waiting for a 60 gig hard drive to come in.
Right on.
Yeah. Everything else.
How goes it with the spoken word version of the Virate Manifesto?
Yeah,
man. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
He's down with that.
Copy my voice for the cult manifesto. Cult virus thing too. The final line in here that I like to say or some shit like that.
Right on. Okay, man.
I'm drugged up with all these stupid pills that the doctor put in my mom at. So I'm like, I can't feel anything.
Shut up.
I touch the wall. I'm like, ugh.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm messed up right now.
It'll all work eventually.
He's getting over his mono. Let's attribute this conversation to getting over the mono.
Okay, zombie, good luck with your mono, man. Say what the hell. All
right, what the hell.
Can you hang up? You press both buttons at once. Drex. Make it all even. At once. There you go. Even.
I got you.
I'm still working on my skills.
Your
I need
telephone
to work on my
skills.
Telephone skills. I have a question
never
for
been
you.
A secretary.
Sim, I'm wondering if perhaps you can answer this question for me.
I'll try.
Now, you live in this lovely little town called Tawassan.
Yeah,
Tawassan.
As I like to
call Tawassan.
North Jersey. Whatever.
Home of the power part.
And it's really, it goes nowhere. The only place you can go by heading
straight
down Highway
sea.
17 here is to
ferries.
The ferries.
Yes.
Or now, Point Robert.
The ferries, they're just not that frequent to cause massive traffic to the ferries. Now, there is occasionally, you can understand there's going to be massive traffic from the ferry when a big giant ferry shows up and everybody dumps off of it.
Sure.
But to the ferries, you know, people are going to come in dribs and drabs, and they're not going to...
They phone each other and all go
as
a group.
That doesn't happen.
Where was the traffic?
So where is all this goddamn traffic coming from?
Point Roberts.
People going to the ferries.
Yes, that's it. This is a dead end. You know, it's not like a highway. Whenever
no,
I travel
up
that highway, it's always full. You can never have a nice zippity-doo-dah ride, high-speed chase down the road, because there's always fuckheads in the way. And not just one or two or three or four, but tons of them.
Actually,
like, where are they going? This place isn't big enough.
You don't understand. They're flocking to Nanaimo.
You know what I think it is?
Hubbub.
I think someone is intentionally causing havoc They're paying these people to drive to Tawasin, turn around, drive back, and just they're doing loops to fill up the road.
Like those birds.
You know what it is? It's Tawasin. It's Tawasin City Council is wanting more money for roads.
So they're
having more people use it, so they get more money.
Actually, it might have been the girl on the left and me, because we were driving up the road, and she refused to, like, speed, you know, past, like, 5 miles past the speed limit.
Well, ten miles past
the speed limit. So we had, like, eight people behind us that were desperately trying to, like, you know, cut into, like, the other lane.
And that is some other geek driving the exact same speed as
God,
the geek driving your car.
That's the best, when you have some asshole behind you who is, like, generally, if there's a guy and he's being nice about it, I have no problem. I'll just pull over, right?
Yeah.
But if there's some guy and you can see him and he's weaving and coming back and forth, he's trying like fuck. But what's even better is when you pull over, let him pass, and the guys in front of you are assholes.
Yeah.
So you're slowed down too. But this guy here, he's having a coronary. There's blood flying out of his ears, nose, eyes. He's swerving back and forth. And you're like just giggling. You're like, hey, fuck you.
Didn't go anywhere anyway.
We had this guy that was behind, and he basically the two lanes merged into one, but he still acted like there was a right-hand lane for about a block past where it actually ended, and then he's in the vehicle with me, right? The last possible moment, he swerves over, and he's like about, what, 2 inches, 3 inches from my rear bumper?
Yeah, he was crawling in the tailpipe.
I sort of slow, I don't want to, like, come to a complete stop, because it's, you know, like, 80K along there. So I try and ease over a little bit to the right and give him lots of room to go around me. He doesn't go around me, so it's like, okay, well, there's this big flotilla of traffic coming towards us. You won't be able to pass me for another 15 minutes. Enjoy your ride.
We can just watch him and laugh and laugh.
We chuckled, I waved, and
We laughed, and I cruised along at, you know, 5 K over the limit, which is, you know, probably like 15 K below what everybody does.
He went insane and we had fun.
Yeah.
Are we going to go around the room?
Yes, we are, in fact.
Okay.
Yeah, well, there's so many people here this week.
Sam has said
forever.
It'll be a short one.
Okay, going around the room, we have Private Drexel.
Yo.
Caravanning Drexel. Look at the camera.
Look at the camera.
Okay. Drexel and camera.
Oh, wait. Should I pose?
I think
it's like a pose, baby.
Show him the shirt. Get the shirt in the
Come
shot.
On.
It's the action. It's the action Jack Drexel.
It's Cap Drexel.
That's an excellent Drexel pose.
It is though.
You can also tell that he's Jewish. Or,
not that I'd be offended if I was Jewish, but I'm just not.
We have long haired Goth Sean trying to. Goth Sean.
Which is much better than uber fat obese Sean, which we had, what was that, last week? Two weeks ago?
You know what you're doing? You have to do the Todd dance.
Disintegration was the best album ever.
The return of
Ronan Sarah. I'm from my winter wasteland, that's right, from Edmonton. I'm here again in the relative humidity and safety of North Jersey. Yay me.
Hello!
It's your old Uncle Dak.
Yay!
Yay. Are we just not hearing the cheering?
Oh, well.
And
Girl on the left, show them with the Girl on the Left t-shirt. Available now.
Wow. They're actually referring to me as the Stay Puff, Sean.
Girl on the left shirt.
Sparkly, shiny.
Notice how she's exploiting her own sexuality by writing on her tits.
There's a reason why this is actually, you know, 2 or 3 inches above maximum boob level.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where did you get that shirt?
I made it. I got a plain black t-shirt, I got some stretchable fabric glue, and I got some rhinestones. Like a ludicrous
quantity. You know
what, that is the coolest shirt. I was sitting there going, I saw some of your shirt, but I felt like I couldn't look down because that would be rude looking at your boobs. Essentially is what it was.
But I pulled, like,
I know it's stupid. But anyways, and then I decided, you know, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to look right above the girl on the left's boobs and see what's written on her shirt. And I was astounded. I wanted to interrupt whoever was talking and shout great exclamations about what a cool shirt that was.
Oh, thank you.
That is very cool. I have visions of girl on the left sitting in her basement with, like, people in a pit, and she's, like, making clothing. Going, you know, listening to music.
My secret sweatshop.
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
What the fuck is like in the basket? Like, are you about a size 2?
Smoke!
What?
Silence of the Lambs joke, the guy was in the basement.
No, I never saw Silence of the Lambs, and hopefully I never
saw Silence of the Lamples.
Lamples.
Silence of the Lampreys.
When you swim in the sea on something but your knee, that's amore.
Right. When you go scuba dive and get eaten alive, that's amore. Put your hand in a reef.
Uh-oh. You're creating an animal.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Okay, it's all coming down the pipe.
So, yeah, everyone will be pleased to note that Stay Puff Sean has actually lost 5 pounds.
Where'd you lose it off of?
Did you take a big shit?
Right before the show. Do not enter the bathroom.
He made a face. He went into the bathroom, made a face like a Dragon Ball Z character, and came out.
Big spiky hair.
He got the hair long enough.
And now I wipe my ass like Fist of the Northern Star. All this hand going around.
Yeah.
No, I've been going to the gym, and I've been changing my my workout schedule.
Yeah, I've been working out.
I've changed my workout schedule now, so I'm not going for Super Size Sean.
Oh.
I'm now going for Tone Sean.
Because you don't want to be Super Size.
Well, no.
No, really, let's get down to the matter. He's already Super Size.
Can you Super Size that?
Size.
It's just more love.
Notice I've been extremely fucking quiet over here. Yeah, I'm staying that way.
Time for the news.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
By now, everyone and their dog has heard about the newest weapons that the Pentagon has.
Which is what?
The energy VCAD or something.
Oh, yeah.
What is this?
It's the portable microwave.
Oh, groovy. What does that do?
It's a pain device.
Yes, that's what
it is. It's a pain device. It causes pain.
It makes you feel like you're heating up.
It only boils down to about 1/64th of an inch on your surface skin, so it just causes a pain sensation without supposedly doing any damage.
Let's say a really, really bad
spider. Wait a sec. Let's say it does do some damage. You know, say it does cause a really bad sunburn. Isn't that better than being shot in the face with a real bullet?
I take that over a bullet any day.
Yeah, I will take that
you
over
know,
a bullet.
It really is, though.
You get a tan.
Hold it. These guys, it's a pain beam, right? So it burns.
It's a pain beam. It feels burns. Like you're burning
alive. It doesn't
alive.
Actually burn you, but it feels as though you're
burning alive.
Well,
you're being
second.
Burnt.
How exactly does it do this? So, in other words, it actually must be heating something up.
No, it is. It is heating the first layer of your skin, or whatever. Like, but it's not intense enough heat to burn you. It says. I don't know that I've ever been burnt with anything that wasn't intense enough to. Oh wait a minute, burn me? But you know, yeah. I mean, they have
if
tested
it, burns, it.
It
burns.
Yeah, like I'm wondering. Maybe,
how did they test
the
that? You there? Does this hurt?
It's
always pigs.
I'm wondering if this is going to cause like, you know, if this is causing nerve damage.
Are these giant mating pigs?
They deserved it, Sean.
That was the most disturbing part of that movie, was the
pigs. Wow, instant pork rinds.
Which one are we talking about?
No,
Soldier?
No, Hannibal. I just kind of think that if you are a properly trained, goal-oriented individual, that pain will not stop you.
No, it says it won't. It's designed to herd crowds.
For the weak. They said that their initiative when they started on this whole non-lethal weapons thing was because they were in a position where there were in Somalia. It was probably in regards to what that movie was about. Anyways, where they had people firing on them from a crowd of innocent people, and they had no weapon apart from, you know, lethal damage. So
and of course it has nothing to do with incidents like APEC.
Yeah,
of course, nothing at all. Like
the
APEC
in the last 10 years,
not even remotely.
Desperately to come up with more and more systems that can control crowds. These are not things that they can fight, you know, other armies with.
Wow, China will just love this.
Like what?
Allow our army
to take care of its own people, to keep everyone else in line.
Jeez,
that's what we all want.
Right.
You know, when they start, you know what? I'm waiting until they start implementing that before I start shouting fascist. You know,
I haven't seen that.
They are planning on having 1 cent to like every embassy. in the world.
Well, you know what? I never read about that, and maybe it's true, but when they do it, and I don't care about embassies in the world, you know? if the police force starts running around zapping people without reason, then I'll get upset and I'll go to war against them.
Oh, you mean like
until
the
then,
WTO? Or
I'm going to hold off and reserve judgment on it. Our government really isn't all that fascist right now.
Not
ours. They're pretty fucking good.
I was referring to the Americans.
Who gives a fuck?
I don't think the Americans are all that bad.
Are you going to be a downer this show, Sean?
Me? Yeah. I'm not going to be a downer. I'm just going to...
Yawn! Who gives a fuck?
I just woke up, motherfucker. I was sleeping. What do you want from me?
They had another idea. I don't know if they actually went forward with it, but what it was... It was a weapon that would blind the enemy.
Lasers.
Are those flashing green things?
You know, like, that's... I can't even answer that question right now. Is it better to blind someone than to shoot them in the face?
I don't know.
Really? You know, would I prefer to be blind
them
than shot in the face? I don't know.
Are they talking
blind me? And then ask me. Maybe I'd prefer to be dead.
I'd be cool with the blind thing, because then I'd wander through the jungle and find, like, one of those little villages, and they teach me how to be a swordsman, and I'd walk around.
I saw that movie.
You know what?
Like, Hours.
Like, Zinchu Rai or whatever the fuck his name was?
I bet there would be huge social impacts.
No.
All your soldiers come back from war blind.
Yeah.
Now you have this massive blind
influx of blind people.
Your country's full of blind soldiers, and they start to become annoying, and you start to wish they had just died instead.
Your world is an ashtray.
Sorry. And then some of them will only be blind in one eye, and those guys will be king.
I rule the world. So what did you bring today, girl on the left?
We brought some
good snacks.
I brought a whole bunch of stuff. This time I decided that, you know, I always gravitate towards the sugary stuff because that's my personal bias. But I figured, you know, let's go for some savory snacks. I brought two kinds of potato chips this time. One of them is something you can find just about any Asian grocery store, really.
Wasabi.
It's wasabi potato chips.
They rock.
Spicy.
They rock. They're very tasty.
I like wasabi. You have to show them the back of the thing. It shows this Japanese caricature of a cook.
They have to be much
and
closer.
And his eyes are like...
Like a Japanese sushi chef.
Make sure you hold it really steady.
Yeah, that's...
It's like bowling away.
Okay, good enough.
I'm feeling very Marilyn Manson today.
The second one. So.
You mean you want to have a mask to your face that's going to two other men's penises?
You want me to spit on you?
The second.
Spit on me.
Okay. Speaking of things saucy, we have the other, which is a Kalbi Okonomiyaki flavor potato chip.
Of course it is.
God, I've been saying to myself, why don't they make a potato chip in Okonomiyaki flavor?
Your weight is over, Dak.
If you're wondering what the hell Okonomiyaki is.
I think it is. He's overweight.
I'm wondering.
There's basically two ways to answer. Okay, answer one is sort of a Japanese sort of like a pancake thing which gets like stir-fried vegetables and whatnot put on top. But the second answer is... It's that stuff at Ukyo from Ranma 1/2 Cooks. And it's actually sort of
a... Great, we have cartoon-flavored potato chips. What a novel
it's
people.
It's sort of a seaweedy kind of flavor with a little bit of sort of a... It tastes vaguely, I don't know, teriyaki flavory.
Teriyaki kind of beef flavor.
It's got very happy potatoes jumping into potato bags.
Happy potatoes jumping off conveyor belt into a Kalbi bag.
This is what happens to the population when you increase vast amounts of nuclear dust and waste into their ecosystem. They became fucked up for generations.
Oh, but everything is cute.
I wish
the ingredients include potato, vegetable. The ingredients include things like sauce powder.
What the hell is sauce powder?
Well, there's more description. Mayonnaise powder.
Mayonnaise powder.
Mayonnaise powder. Did you folks know that mayonnaise came in a powder?
It's highly concentrated.
Depends how long you leave it in the fridge with the lid off.
And now, the third thing I brought is a bunch of little mini packets of.
They're very tasty.
They're cookies. They're little chocolate covered cookies.
Everyone dies. Sorry, it works well.
Some of them are shaped like little
wild mushrooms.
Some of them are shaped like little wild mushrooms. You know, just the thing to encourage those little kids to go and experiment with what they find in the forest.
Kids don't go outside the house nowadays.
I said, this is a perfectly safe product for Japan. They have no wild forest left over there.
They go,
they paved everything.
What are those? Mushrooms.
I'm very tasty, though. People in the IRC told me that I couldn't sing.
You can't.
Well, you better stop,
no, no.
Then.
Sure, you can sing. Spoken. You just sound like shit.
They're critiquing your singing.
Wow. Everyone's picking on me.
Oh.
It's your night.
Oh. Sean, I don't want to make it sound good.
Sorry, Sean.
I'll sing.
Sorry, Sean.
Leave it.
It's usually me.
On
a
jet plane.
You're taking over.
I'll be back again.
Actually, what we got to get you doing is this, the fields are alive with the sound of music. We should actually, we should get a soundtrack for one of these spoken word movies and just do the voices of all these guys. So we'll have like, we'll do like Apocalypse Now and have all the sound effects. We'll just edit out the voices and we'll just do them as the voices. That'd be a lot of fun. No, I'll do Colonel Kurtz and Ronan Serio will narrate and that would work too well. You know, he crossed over into Camponia. Camponia?
Camponia.
Camponia, that's the Smurf village.
Ponies prance around.
Saskatoon. You know that video you showed us, All Your Bases Belong to Us?
Yes.
Do you know what that's from?
Yes, it's a video game.
Where is that from? Because that's what we were... We didn't know. We were watching
a translated video game.
We were sitting there watching it going, you know, it looks like an 80s video game, but we didn't actually know.
Or early 90s, actually, I think it is.
Zero Wing.
Someone told me it was
Zero Wing.
So long, farewell, Shangri-La with fucking... Who was in that thing? That was some sick piece of
shit.
There
was like two versions. It was like the original
Black. Answer a question.
Oh, you win the question.
Oh, my God. That makes about as much sense as a fucking...
Oh, yeah, that was...
Actually, I think what we all need to do is One Night in Bangkok by Murray Head.
One Night in Bangkok.
That was a great... That was a great musical.
That was actually going to be a movie.
No, it's good. They did... That was called Chess, and it was a London musical to start with.
London musical.
Yeah,
Shangri-La.
I don't even know it.
Chess.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But, yeah. And that album was supposedly a soundtrack, but nobody said anything.
Gloom Buddy is suggesting
One Hit Wonder.
Fucking Animal by Gore. On Fucking Animal. That's about all I can remember right now.
The chorus.
Special karaoke version of What the Hell.
Sexecutioner. Excuse me.
Sexecutioner.
Excellent.
All right. Next
Speaking
story.
Speaking of sexcellent, how about this little bitch with the Harry Potter story.
Yes.
Harry Potty Mouth fans really tend to boycott films.
Yes. Formidable force, a small army of book lovers, are going to boycott Harry Potter's movie.
Oh, no.
They said they're not going to boycott the books or the
well, why are they going to just boycott the movie?
Because they put up fan sites, and the company who owns Harry Potter is wanting them to be
the
shut down.
Rights. The company who owns the movie rights.
Yes. What does it say? La, 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 la.
They own the copyrights on Harry Potter. Please shut your site down. Kate.
Yeah, we don't like you using the name Harry Potter because it dilutes the market.
Hey, suck my Harry Potter!
Because they may be disseminating wrong information about Harry Potter.
Considering they were there before the movie came out.
Like, wrong information like the movie sucks or something.
All I have to say is, fucking die, fucking die, fucking let me kill you, fucking die.
Well, that was a different and insightful approach.
Wait,
here it is. Miss Rowling and Warner Brothers are concerned that your domain name registration is likely to cause consumer confusion or dilution of the intellectual property rights described herein. Your registration of the above domain, in our opinion, is likely to infringe the rights described above. We would ask, therefore, that you please, within 14 days of the date, provide written confirmation that as soon as you blah 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 transfer to Warner Brothers the above domain.
Give
please
us
give it to us
for free, internet probably.
Yes. Oh yeah, for free because you weren't allowed. You weren't supposed to have it in the beginning, so it's your fault for registering it.
And are they able to get away with that?
Okay, anyone?
Sometimes
this is
yes.
This is a girl who's how old? This is they're doing this
14. Or 15 years old. That's one of them. Oh. They sent it out to like 100 sites.
Okay.
They typed in Harry Potter fan site, Sue.
Okay.
Fill in the blank, lawyer.
Who would like to basically say that my idea, what I said earlier, is my answer to this problem is wrong now?
No, I don't think so. We want you to buy things, but we don't want you to talk about them. It's a bunch of monkeys. Yep. Lawyer monkeys.
What's exactly happening with Skits? Everyone's saying Skits should go to the hospital.
Well, maybe Skits should go to the hospital.
What is going on with Skits?
I have no idea.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Somebody calls what the fuck.
I have a first aid ticket. I've worked in a hospital, in case I hadn't mentioned that.
yeah, so if you could post.
What is wrong with you, girl?
What is wrong with Skits?
She's pissing blood.
Go to the hospital.
Go to the hospital. That's a...
Hospital. Do not pass go. Do not collect
it's your body saying, I'm dying.
Yes, go to the fucking hospital now.
That would be a kidney problem.
Yes, and kidney problems, like that is serious shit. If kidney problems are not resolved, they tend to spread, okay?
Would you like to spend the rest of your life on dialysis at the very least?
Go now. Go often.
Go. Okay, so you have...
Listen to the show later. Go now.
Yes, you will be able to download it on an archive. In a few days. Please go to the hospital.
Okay, well, it's... Oh, she's pooping blood.
Well, that's
still
bad, too.
Pooping blood? That still goes to the hospital.
There should be no blood coming out of you anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, blood is something that's supposed to stay in you, except for once a month.
It's not quite as bad if it's blood coming out your ass, but it's still pretty damn bad.
Yeah.
Let's just announce it to the world. Yes, Ashley Skits, because we care...
We will announce it.
You know,
please go to the hospital.
If you don't log off the IRC, I'll have people call 911 and send them to your house.
How do you like that?
How do you like that shit?
Why can't you?
Grab a cab, go to the hospital.
What do you mean you can't go to the fucking hospital?
You can't, well...
Like,
go.
Like,
why?
Fucking go.
911.
Like,
they're there for you.
Like, what are you, dumb? Like, this is fucking stupid. Okay, you can either go to the hospital and get treated, or you can not go to the hospital
and die.
And fucking die. In which case, I'll be like, you stupid bitch.
The parents don't believe you. Yeah, well, if you call the ambulance, they will take you, and then the paramedics and doctors can tell your parents.
These are two separate issues. Your parents not believing you and you going to the hospital.
Yeah, they don't even intermix.
Yeah, like,
Think how great it will be to have, like, doctors and paramedics telling your parents that, no, you two are stupid.
There you go. Revenge.
Yep.
At the least.
No, that would be bad.
Take care of yourself first.
Your parents would kill me. Okay, who is close to where Nomad Skits lives right now?
Uh-huh.
Where's Nomad? I believe she lives on the prairies, if I remember correctly.
Your parents would kill me. Yeah, well, if you don't take care of this, you could die.
Skits, if you want, I will kill your parents. Now go to the fucking hospital.
Whoever popsite.net is, that's where she is.
Okay.
Whatever.
Somebody.
Get her.
Deal with that shit.
Drag her out of the house.
Skitty, if you don't go to the hospital, you're
knock
fucking
your parents out with ether.
And you're going to die. And if you're... No, you can't go. Well, that's a crime, so, you know, I don't really dig what the fuck's going on here.
That's a good point, yeah. That's not letting your kids get adequate medical attention is like...
Are your parents like fucking Jehovah Witnesses or something?
No. They're probably just freaks.
Even then, Joe's Witnesses aren't that bad.
You want
to bet? They do go to the doctor.
Well, they have...
They just don't get blood transfusions and other similar crazy things.
No, it all depends on how fucked up they are.
Yeah.
They can go
pretty far.
We had one where the police had to pick up a kid and take him to the hospital from the parents because the parents believed that only through prayer would the kid get better.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You gotta,
God wanted you to die. I'm sorry, honey.
Family supply of leeches.
I've mentioned this before, and I completely love this. I wish to God I could take credit for this. A friend of mine by the name of Ian. I used to kind of work with this guy years back. Now, this happened to a friend of his. Every weekend, the fucking Witnesses were coming over, pounding on the door at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, normally, he was, like, completely crashed out, and he just slept through this whole thing. this one day, he actually wakes up, he comes downstairs, and he sees they're here, they've got their suits on, they've got their pamphlets, they're yakking at his wife. He looks over.
Oh, she let him in. Okay.
Yeah. Looks over, there is their kid, who can't be more than 5 years old, in a suit. In a little kid suit.
Oh, the Jehovah's Witness kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like them. So.
Well, what do you do? It's their kid, right? It's just like Christian parents bringing up a Christian kid. What do you do?
Well, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing criminal about putting a child in a suit.
No, it isn't, but
people dress up their pets. I think that's wrong.
I think that should be a bigger crime.
So what does he do? He goes over, he gets down on his knee right in front of the kid, and he goes, do you know if you were in a car accident and needed a blood transfusion, your mom... Mommy and Daddy would let you die.
He went, really?
Before the kid could say anything, the parents grabbed the kid, ran out the door, and he never saw them again.
Wow.
Truth hurts.
Truth is the most hurtful thing, and that's... Otherwise, they say, no, honey, we wouldn't do that. Nope, they just grabbed him and left.
Yep. So anyway, let's see, what else is going on in the world?
Some lawyers and judges ruled in favor of somebody else, which is kind of nice. Artists can depict sexual images of Barbie doll.
Excellent.
That's a good thing.
Huh?
We want you to buy it, but not use it. Like, I don't understand.
Fucking change the world with that ruling.
These copyright laws.
You're allowed to play
with
Barbie dolls, but not that much.
Like, you can't put copyrighted things in TV, in movies. You have to ask everybody. Like, these are things used in everyday life. They want you to use them in everyday life all day long, but you can't display them because you might be using them wrong, in the wrong way.
And against their target audience.
Yeah. I bet if you spoke to more than 10,000 people, you wouldn't be able to put a Coke can on your podium because they go, oh, well, we don't like what you're talking about, maybe, and, well, the Coke can's there. I know.
Somebody had
you look at me like I'm insane.
No, I'm just. It's just you're just reinforcing what I've always
like
heard.
What?
And believed.
So now, I remember seeing a girl who had a stuffed Pikachu with like a spiked collar. It was like this goth chick. She had like this Pikachu with a spiked collar on a leash that she was carrying around on the SkyTrain. Can she now be sued?
Sure.
Know? Oh, sure.
She changed it.
I heard something. I'm trying to remember where the hell it was, but apparently there's a new fad involving sex with stuffed animals or something like that, or at least photographing.
Oh, shit, I've been doing that since I was 12. Give me a break.
Somebody imagine that Dr. Pepper's going to come up too, after us for misusing their name. Oh, we've been misusing their name for years.
Oh, yeah, they'd be fucking all over us. Mr. Kennedy, I'm afraid you're going to have to stop using Dr. Pepper.
We've got hundreds of hours.
We haven't been misusing their name.
Well, they probably don't want their name associated with our show.
It doesn't matter. We haven't been misusing.
Anything obscene with their beverages.
No.
Anything obscene with their beverages on the show.
On the show. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, yeah. what you people do with your Dr. Pepper cans on your
in
private
the privacy,
is your business.
Privacy of your own home is.
No, sometimes I just don't feel fresh.
All right. Speaking of which, why don't we play that rant I did this week? That's a good one. Smokey, I did that rant.
Still on the left. I hope you're happy.
I am. I was talking to Smokehouse a while ago about a rant I was going to do, and I finally did it. So here we go. Why don't we cue that up? Are we ready to go on that one?
Yep. It's Sean Kay.
On those... Actually, what's it? What are they
called?
Weak relationships.
Weak relationships.
I have a story for this one. We're done.
Okay. Let's go.
Here it is.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the Cult
Weird.
For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know, I hate to burden you with my problems, but I'm having problems in my relationship. You know, I'm having my problems in my relationship. I know I'm a good-looking woman and everything, and I can just talk to you on ICQ, but I'm having problems in my relationship. In my relationship, I'm having trouble, and so I'm just going to talk to you and kind of lead you on so that, you know, you can just talk to me and keep me straight in my relationship with someone else who you don't know, and I'm going to drag you through the fucking mud every fucking day for the next 6 months, drawing you in with some kind of emotional rope-a-dope fucking fishing line. Got the big hook in the mouth, three prongs, all one in each lip and one in the tongue. Pulled along the floor, doesn't matter, no. Why are you fucking with my life, bitch? I mean, that's all well and good if you're having your problems with your man. And I'm gonna say, well, here's your solution.
Well, I can't do that because I love him. I love him.
Okay, you're either gonna love him or you're not gonna love him, but fucking do something! Okay, I'm sick to fucking death of all these people who do nothing but send you messages on ICQ, and they're like, la la la,
my life is shit.
Well, then change it.
No, I can't. I love him.
Okay, you're an idiot then.
It's so unfair.
That was perfectly fucking fair. You know exactly what's going on. You know the solution. You're just not willing to execute it. Why? 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 Because you're emotionally driven. You're not logic driven. And you're fucking retarded. You're dumb. You're an idiot. It's your own fucking fault.
Well, he only hits me when I deserve it.
Excuse me? What? Huh? How does that work? He only hits me when I deserve it. Okay, I'm thinking that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It's like, yeah, okay. He only gives me a speeding ticket because I deserve it. That's something you deserve, okay? You don't deserve to get smoked because you're still painting the
kitchen or some shit like that, okay?
Doesn't make any fucking sense, okay? Holy cow. Like, where is your head? You want to fucking... Is something going to dislodge at some point and make you realize and wake up? But more than that, okay, I recognize that people have to do this, but why do people allow themselves to be roped down into this, you know, fucking spiraling downward cycle where they're all tied up with other people's emotional shit? There's too much problems going on in the world with everybody's own life to say, like, you know, oh, well, I'm going to solve a problem. And, you know, they tell them your problem, you want to help with the problem, that's fine, okay? That's fine. Here, I'll give you your solution. But don't call me back every fucking day telling me about how shitty your life is and you're not doing anything to change it.
Oh, but, you know, I had another fight today.
Oh, good. You going to leave?
No.
Okay, bye. Click. That's how that works, because I'm getting sick to death of all these fucking assholes coming in. No, 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 no. My life is shit. Too fucking bad. Too bad. You know the solution. You're not willing to execute it. Why? Because you're fucking weak. That's why you're too weak to do it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
They liked it.
They liked it.
No, I have a problem.
I know.
I'm dating this girl. She's insane. And I finally developed the spine to try and break it off, but and, I wanted to be nice about it. And
that
I
was your first mistake.
That was my mistake.
There's no such thing as a nice breakup.
I haven't been able to find her for 2 weeks.
Groovy. Problem solved. Thanks for coming out. Put it in the newspaper. Hey, crazy bitch, we broke up.
Thought you might like to know.
If you're going to kill yourself, I recommend this bridge.
Finally, I get a phone call today. The reason I've been able to find her is because she's in the hospital.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay.
Did you tell her?
No, I'm going to wait till she gets
home.
Oh,
Vin's in her bag.
I would give her now. Tell her where there's...
Call her because I was so depressed. Well, bitch, I'm leaving you because you're fat, ugly, and stupid, and crazy.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you why.
Send her dead animals and shit while she's in the hospital. Hey, you fucking crazy bitch.
If you make it so over the top, she won't go crazy and kill herself. She'll just snap out of it and it'll help.
It'll help.
She won't try and kill herself, she'll try and kill you.
Hey, that's better. That's helping her. She's on the way. If all of a sudden she's aggressive against someone else, she's directed against you rather than herself, that's an improvement. Sucks to be you, but it's an improvement for her.
You can just hit her in the face with a shovel. Absolutely. Hey, I'm all for this equal rights thing. It's the best thing that's happened to abusing women since, you know, basically chastity belts. I think it's outstanding.
I want to be equal rights.
Rock on. You attack me, I don't have to go, no, bitch, I don't hit women. Fuck that. No way.
You want to go?
Smoke.
Oh, my God, get a woman.
Welcome to the year 2000. All right. You talk shit now,
you
bitch.
Bleed equally.
You guys are, like, looking at me like you're expecting me to, like, expect me to say something.
I'm expecting my ride to leave is what I'm expecting.
No. If a woman starts to fight,
that shit. That's the tactic.
Have you guys seen The Way of the Gun?
Yes.
Is that not the most satisfying punch in the face you've ever
I've never actually seen The Way of the Gun.
If you start a fight, you deserve to be involved in the fight, and you have every legitimate right to expect to be
This is my philosophy on the whole life thing. If you do something to someone, you should expect retaliation. You should expect it. Now, the fact that usually there won't be retaliation because people don't normally resort to violence, normally they don't. Even if it happens a lot is still very little compared to how many times people fuck with each other.
These words do not make sense to me.
Really? How many people do you see fucking with each other and not fighting, and how many do you see fighting over it?
Oh, okay.
People are doing things to each other that deserve a punch in the face.
I'm just thinking of the way I normally handle life, you know, so.
I have a theory concerning this because, like, today, for example, Roman, Sarah, and I went to my local coffee hut, and it was a Starbucks, and we ordered a couple of Frappuccinos. Mm-hmm. However, we couldn't get our two Frappuccinos because Starbucks is, well, down, because the entire half of their building fell into the fucking ocean, and no supplies have been shipped.
Goddamn it, Mother Nature, fuck with us once again!
Yeah, so Mother Nature stopped me.
Fuck with your Frappuccino?
No, Rangers were bees for us.
It's related to Seattle, the center of the coffee universe, being
an earthquake.
Being hurt by an earthquake. Now, I looked over at Ronan's area and said, shit, that's unacceptable. And I said, well, okay, can you give me a deal on a couple mocha Valencias? And he's like, yeah, sure. And I said, okay, fine. Because I'd recently been in there and gave them all Leningrad Cowboy CDs. But the point is that, you know, whatever. I mean, you sold your own.
There's people who go in looking for their coffee and they fucking wig out. They're like, what? Blah, 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 coffee. And I'm
because
like,
of course it is all the fault of whatever the front
the
line
police. Okay, wait a minute. What are you guys talking about? I missed the whole.
Okay,
people,
we're not going
people
back.
People going ballistic because they can't get their triple mocha frappuccino non-fat.
There's like a shortage
because
of coffee.
An earthquake.
Yeah, no.
Because Seattle earthquake shipping problems.
That is awesome. Because, you know, I keep getting shipments of coffee for Choices Supermarket. And this coffee, when I put it in my van, it smells like stale farts. That's what it smells like in my van. And when I had this chair in my van, the smell would linger for 4 days. So I would get
What's
one shipment of coffee
shipment?
And have 4 days of stale fart smell in my van. Now, when
first
someone else gets into my van,
do not buy coffee from this store.
When someone, no, it's the same coffee you'll drink. It's just, I don't know why it does this. It's a terrible
smell. I can make your van smell like stale farts.
Someone else, yeah, I don't need you in my van. When somebody else gets into my van, try and explain that to them. No. They're not buying the whole coffee
Drexel.
That smells like stale farts. It's Drexel's ass. Drexel's colon smells.
So what? I'd be like, I'd fucking nurse that. I'd have like, I put a pit up
good
to like
you.
Bad
doesn't work
plus,
for me.
You know, double D cup art all in the back of your van with like the chair and leave. You take a bunch of shampoo, pour it on Kleenex, and leave them all around the floor. I'd like one-way glass installed and park outside the bad hooker district. At this point, I suddenly realize my wife's probably listening.
And Sean stops.
Shit.
How to coach again.
How to fight against the corporations. This is a great story.
What's this?
Making Nike sweat. On their webpage, you can order custom-made Nike shoes to the point where you can put a little some words on it, like your name or something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this person asked to put on Sweatshop.
Nike Sweatshop
instead of Nike Bob or Nike John or whatever you want to put on it. But they refused to put that on, of
why?
Course.
Why?
For the following reasons. Your personal ID contains another party's trademark or intellectual property. Your personal ID contains the name of an athlete or team we do not have the legal right to use. Your personal ID was left blank. Or your personal ID contains profanity or inappropriate slang. Those are the four things.
Can you have one?
Oh, wow, it doesn't fall under any of those categorizations.
Can you have one saying right?
Actually, that's
hey,
I've heard that what people have been doing is they set up a trade where one person gets a Nike sweat and one person gets Nike
Oh, sweet.
And
good
you,
one,
yeah,
good
you
one.
Don't get a little left and right pair thing going on.
Perfect.
Sweatshop. Nice.
But I post in the IRC, read the whole thing. It's hilarious. It's really good. They go back and forth.
Oh, really?
Arguing over the legalities of putting Sweatshop on this shoe because it doesn't fall under any of the categories. And eventually they just fall back into, well, we can refuse the right for anything, so go away.
Great big corporate. Fuck you. No, fuck
pretty
you.
Much, yeah.
You got a name?
I think in the
see, that's just it. See, everyone, they don't take shit on an individual level.
Well, can they sue you?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Well, what? What? You're going to have the cops show up? Find me. You know, what is, like, you know, people don't bring this right down to grassroots level, you know? It's like, what's your name?
I'm Doug.
What's your last name?
Doug.
Doug Matheson. Okay, Doug Matheson, you're the guy responsible. Yeah, I'm the guy. I'm the guy saying no. Hey, Doug, where are you right now? Well, what do you mean? Well, I'm in New York.
Okay, Doug.
At work. I'm at work in New York. Okay, Doug.
I'll see you soon.
I'm coming to talk to you about
that.
I'm going to
have a word with you about this, Doug.
Outside the building, going to your car.
You drive a brown Buick, don't you, Doug? It's a nice Buick. You're threatening me. Yes, Doug. Yes, I am. It's kind of scary, isn't it? Sort of like, what, you're threatening all those kids in the sweatshop, like in No Logo? You ever read No Logo, Doug? I'll give you a complimentary copy.
You should read it sometime.
You have a little daughter, don't you, Doug? I tell you what, Doug, I'm going to ask you one question about one of the chapters in No Logo, and if you don't answer it, Doug, I'm going to cut off one of your fingers. So you might want to think about it. Now, you have my word as a bona fide psycho that I will not, in fact, cut off one of your fingers. You know, it's kind of like that Hannibal Lecter, Clarice Love thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Doug, yeah, I'm a sociopathic client.
You bet. And it's funny now that you look at our society and everything is getting so incredibly fucked over. Oh, speaking of which, somebody asked how that deadly knife fighting course thing was going to be going.
How's that deadly knife fighting course going, Sean?
Well, it's actually starting this Tuesday. Looking really quite forward to it.
Got your knives ready? Polished up?
Well, I'm awaiting one right now.
Oh, okay.
Which, if somebody can post the link to it, I just ordered the Camillus, made by Camillus. It's called the Camillus CQB1 or CQB2. Well, it's the 10 3/4 inch one. It's a Camillus Robert Tezula designed CQB1. And it's the non-serrated one. That's the knife I'm going to be training with. And the class is going to consist of me, Ronan Sariette,
who also picked up a new knife.
A guy who's going to be joining Cult, but has not officially done so yet. But I think we've kind of nailed down his name. And his name is going to be Southpaw Samurai, which is very, very cool. Because samurais can only be right-handed, as I'm sure Ronan Cyber Samurai would know. So if you're a Southpaw Samurai, you're not really a... I thought it was clever. Anyway, I came up with it, so that's why I'm bragging. And let's see there. It's going to be Southpaw Samurai, myself, Ronan Sariette, Nomad Centaur... Oh, my God, it's going to be like a cult.
Ronan Medic.
Ronan Medic and Nomad
Dark One.
Nomad Dark One. My wife is also going to be taking it. So come to my house.
What's the percentage of surviving a knife fight without
getting
cut?
I don't know. You go into a knife fight expecting that you're going to get horribly, horribly fucking cut.
Yeah.
Horribly. I was reading in the latest issue.
Who's been in one? Yeah.
In the latest issue of Tactical Knives, they were going over it, and what they did for the first day of a two-day knife fighting course is they showed you real, actual, live footage and photographs of people who'd been in knife fights and resulting wounds.
And half the
one
class
quits. One of the nice little, real small one, right there.
There?
Right
or there.
There? No, right there. Right there.
Oh, okay, that's
right
pretty small.
Through, right
yeah.
through the hand, though.
Oh, okay.
There's an interesting test called, I can't remember what it was called. It was called the Turn test? Or
Tueller?
Tueller test.
Tueller test.
The Tueller test, which is that you can... you have a guy holding a melee weapon, which is 21 feet away from you. You have to be able to fast draw a pistol and fire. And most people fail.
Wow.
Because if you have a pistol in a holster and a guy's got an exposed knife, he can...
21 feet away?
21 feet away. Well, you could close that. It sounds like a lot, but apparently I've seen it, like some friends of mine have seen it, and they say it's really quite amazing that, you know, these guys can close the gap if they know what they're doing.
Wow.
That's it, you're fucked, you know. Incidentally, also, speaking of knife fighting and that, is I also just checked out that Dune miniseries, the TV one. I rented that.
Yeah, that's pretty good, wasn't it?
I thought so. I preferred the look and feel of the bad Dune movie that everybody hated, and I thought that the sets and all that were better, but the knife fighting and the way they did the Fremen in this was awesome. Like, I'd like to merge the two films into one film, and I don't give a fuck if it was in the book or not. I thought the weirding modules were cool.
I thought
they were really cool, but I was really disappointed when I read the book, and I was
and
they
weirding modules are real.
I like the way they did it in the TV series off Space Channel, which was the idea that it was a martial art, and it was kind of done that way in the book.
How many different?
What was the martial art? The weirding way?
Yeah, it was a martial art.
It was kind of a martial art, but in the actual TV series, they're doing this really weird kind of phase out sort of time shift kind of stuff going on there, which is like, whoa, that's.
I wish they used the voice a little bit more. That was the one thing I did like about the movie. They used the voice quite a bit.
Well, if you can phase time shift, they kind of made like the Bene Gesserits are supposedly these super conquerors. And they're like, oh, yeah, we got this ability where we can do the Matrix kind of move psycho fast thing. But they do it, like, twice, and then they get slapped around the rest of the time. I'm like,
like the sisters?
The Bene Gesserit witches. They're fucking ass kickers.
Okay, in the show, you mean? Because in the book, they're not ass kickers.
No. Well, they allude to the fact they're ass kickers.
I don't recall them alluding to that at all, actually, in the book.
Okay. Well, I choose not to argue about
this. Seems, no, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying I don't recall that at all. I didn't get that impression at all.
Oh, okay.
The Fremen were ass kickers.
Oh, well, the Fremen were the ass kickers.
What were the name of the Emperor Shocks?
Sadakar,
right?
Sadakar.
Okay. And the one guy goes, oh, did you see that? And there's the one Fremen, and he fights like six Sadakar, and he goes, see that? He hit him. Hey, those are good fighters. You know, the one Fremen shit kicks six of them. They're good. Look at him. He hit them. he hit one of my men.
That's amazing. Fremen rule.
Templar Knight here wants to know what the knife was. It was the Camillus.
It's a Camillus CQB1, but designed by Robert Tezula, who actually designed the Griffin from Frost Cutlery, which was...
Don't they also make, like deodorant or cologne? Oh, no, I'm thinking Calvin Klein, right?
No, yeah. Yeah, Calvin Klein fighting knives.
For him and her.
One thing that they did do cool in the series, though, which they didn't do in the movie, was that Gurney, the weapons master, was like this 55-year-old crunker with two knives who exuded quite a righteous rage, yes. Walking back into the castle, kicking much ass, and not even asking what last names are. He was just fucking awesome. It was a great movie. So if you've got an extra 7 hours you want to kill...
Yeah,
is that how long it is?
No, oh, not, Christ. He's not lying. Yeah. It's 5 hours, 20 minutes, or something like
it's
that.
Like, okay. Oh,
it's
like, oh my God.
It's insane.
I watched it all at once in one evening.
Same here.
We started at 8 and we're like, oh, well, that's fuck all for
well,
you.
Well, I know, but I made the mistake of doing it the night before I had to go to work, thinking it was like only maybe a 2.5-hour movie or 3-hour movie because of...
Oops.
What, yeah, and I'm like, you know, going, oh, I'll get 2 hours of sleep before I have to go to work.
2 hours of sleep.
It's like 4.5 hours of Dune, and then, oh, yeah, we'll just go now. Yeah, that's excellent.
So the news has come down the pipeline. The hammer has come down on Napster.
Napster!
Oh,
Napster!
No, I'll never be able to download MP3s again. Oh,
our life is over.
Oh, God, what are we going to do?
What am I going to do with my CD burner now?
What happened?
So, what they said, okay, you can't download copyrighted material from Napster. Okay.
Can I get you to read the Virus Manifesto in that voice?
And Napster says, okay, what we're going to do is all the record companies, please submit a list of banned words like Metallica or Backstreet Boys or... whatever, Dr. Dre. And then on searches, none of these words will come up. Oh, no.
Okay.
What will we ever do?
I know that this means absolutely nothing, because as you mentioned last week, and as
Lieutenant Major Zombie,
like, unveiled to the...
blew our minds.
First idea, first time heard anywhere.
Here on Rant Radio.
Yeah.
A Rant Radio
there
exclusive.
There are alternatives.
There are alternatives.
But when this already happened when they banned Metallica songs. They just spelled it Metal... L-I-C-C-A. They spelled it differently. And you can download it.
Skits, if you finish the Virus Manifesto, then upload it to Sumerian. And how would she do that? She says she's finished the
upload
sexy...
upload to ftp.rantradio.com.
There you go.
And it's as easy as that. And if you don't know how to use FTP, please ask someone, not me.
But besides that, I mean, I know this means absolutely nothing, but... Are you all out there willing to, like, take up torches and pitchforks? I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying I'd like you to have an image. I'd like you to picture a large crowd. I'd like you to picture pitchforks.
For the angry crowd. Sorry.
And there's a and great big guy with
what are we marching
the
against?
Who was created by this mad scientist.
That
evil.
What are we marching against?
Everything?
People named Darcy. It was a last-minute idea. I tried to stop him. He said no.
So why would people be interested in that?
Well, it I'm not interested because my middle name is Darcy.
It doesn't take crowds to take me down, let me tell you.
No, it wasn't you. I don't care about you.
It takes crowds to take me down.
We could be like Road Warrior. We could get up there with a flamethrower.
For Napster. Would you?
Great. I watched that again on the week.
Oh, protest.
For Napster?
Yeah.
No.
There's not much point. There's a billion other Napsters.
No, it's not that.
No, I want the flamethrower.
No, but I haven't decided that it's right to be able to download
stuff. No, crowds, they get upset, they get out of hand. Buildings kind of, like, you know, catch fire, especially if the torch is available.
Oh, yeah.
People get skewered, you know, carrying those pitchforks as accidents happen.
Because,
you know?
Damn it, they want those free MP3s of Jennifer Lopez.
I mean...
they must be freed.
God knows that, like, most of the music that's being fucking passed around
Liberate
is shit anyway.
Boys.
Why don't
Woo!
We... You know what would be awesome?
I don't
to, like,
so.
Take one of these people hostage. We'll take, like, Christina Aguilera.
I'll do it.
And we'll take Christina Aguilera hostage, and then, like, we'll make her make music. Sing!
So, yeah. With feeling, bitch.
Feeling, you monotonous fucking blonde cocksucker. Oh, that'd be great. Or am I being sociopathic?
Borderline.
I like it.
Borderline.
What does that say?
Borderline.
Would you fuck me?
No. Unless you start singing, there's going to be lots of poopy sex.
It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
And just in time for Napster to go down comes Aimster.
You said comes.
Yes. This is a very, very, very cool program.
What's this do?
It has a picture of a blonde chick wearing a white top.
Woohoo!
She looks hot from here. Can't touch this.
I like it. I can, and it's just that, you know, I don't want to get fingerprints on my screen.
What this program does
fingerprints.
is it gets around the sticky situation of files being transferred through it. You don't actually transfer files through Aimster. It just gives you a list of files that other people have. The way it transfers files is it attaches to other programs, such as Microsoft Networks.
There you go.
Or ICQ.
There you go.
Or AIM.
There you go.
It can't be touched. It has plugins for Netella, Napster, everything out there.
Sounds like you're fucked.
Sounds like it's all over.
Yeah, sounds like, oh, wow. You're still fucked.
It just means they're going to have to write some legislation to stop this sort of thing. You can't have lists of band names because it's all bad.
You just can't show what you have on your computer.
I've got to get the government to come after me for being like a bad cult leader and sharing files and stuff, and that way I could like take my roll bag and go on the run. You have like fugitive reports and stuff because you got to know the press. Even though I'd be,
that would be fun for you for about an hour, and then you'd be bored and you'd want to go home and sit on your couch and be fat. I just thought I'd throw that last little bit in there.
I think you just got to try harder, Sean. I don't know what you could do.
On the run. I'm not fat. I'm buff. I'm so buff I can barely sit on this couch.
I mean, the end thing is trading MP3s, but I don't think you can be that big.
I'm so buff I'm going to stuff Drexel's head up my ass and fart. And the reverberation of my ass cheeks will crush his brain.
I have That's a great. Firm brain. I don't think that'll do it.
You've never seen my ass.
I'll die from the
You have a what? What kind of brain?
Toxic fumes.
Ew, get out of there.
Okay.
Whoa.
Dead air.
Oh, well, air.
We're all stunned,
there,
Sean. I don't know. We're all stunned.
Wait, how do we get this Aimster thing?
Well, the
Share Sniffer.
www.aimster.com. Good guess.
Aimster.
You are
into this computer thing, girl.
I know. I'm like.
She's like girl on the left.
Yeah, I'm mighty.
I think you should just talk in that voice that you did, like, oh my god, oh, you should, can we sexually exploit you for a rant radio? Come on, do it. I mean, it's radio. It's not like you're really, you know, being smutty or anything. You know, you just sit there and go, you know, you could be like, you know, you could just read the smutty things people say on the IRC. Be good for ratings. Good one for the team. She's like, fuck you, Sean. How many times can I say this to you in 1 year? Okay, anyway.
She is dying.
She's like, fuck you, Sean. I can just tell her, like, fuck you, Sean. Okay, well, you know, whatever. I'm just expecting it. I was trying to increase ratings. No one listens to me.
How to exploit Windows boxes everywhere.
How to exploit them?
This program called Share Sniffer. Very, very evil program.
Oh, okay.
What it does is systematically scans IP addresses across the internet.
Okay.
And checks for file and print sharing on their computers and then makes a nice list of them and presents you with every file that they're sharing.
Print sharing.
And it's all masked behind the premise that it's a trading program, file trading program.
Wait a second.
Add your friends to the list.
Print shares. You mean people can start printing stuff out on your computer?
It's happened. I've heard about it. Yeah, all you have to do is get the right drivers.
On the left. Oh, shit.
And if you have, like, a password, does that help you or no?
Yeah, it helps you. Yeah. These are for people who don't put passwords, which invariably they don't. They just share their drive.
I think I'd be okay because I'm behind a firewall.
Most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you've turned that on your firewall that you're allowing.
No.
No, I don't.
No, after I thought that my box got hacked, I went and spent the $200 and got a Linksys firewall.
Hardware firewall.
Yeah, so it's an actual physical firewall, so fuck you very much.
Well, that's a good thing. There's actual bricks in your
bricks and mortar firewall.
That's a bricks. I want to get that thing on how to, you know, put that thing that puts voltage out across lines and fucks up other people's computers. You know, you see it in the movies and shit.
Somehow I think it's restricted to the movies.
Shut up.
Exclusive movie use.
I had that. Did I tell you about that? I had this guy.
I just want the monitors that print everything in like a 72-point font.
No, I want to cruise the.
We own you.
I want to cruise the internet in that really cool Johnny Mnemonic. This is the internet thing where you see like
3D.
That's all like flying around and shit. Apparently, you can get VR skins
for Windows.
Surf inefficiently as you can in 3D worlds.
Yeah, but it's a...
Where's that link? totally useless.
You have absolutely
totally
no
useless.
One gift of, like, just the...
People,
have you ever navigated a really, really flash, intense site?
Something called the brain.
And it's really difficult. The things are
the
hidden.
Brain, and it's basically...
Yeah, but it doesn't mean they have to be hidden. It's just they did a poor job of doing it, right?
You know, like, these are radiating...
You could make it...
Too many conversations at once. It's a piece of software called the brain. People at my place of work, actually, a few people seem to be very enthralled with it. You basically have a little, like a little, each node is like a word, and then you have like other words or links to files or whatever, sort of sticking off at like little lines, and they sort of wander around and wave around. The only problem is these things sort of, they're always sort of shifting and wiggling and moving, and like interfaces where you have to chase things around the screen are always a bad idea.
Bad. Yeah.
Always, always bad. Never good, always bad.
I want one of those. I want to do that. I want to make
just,
things...
Just think of the movies where they fly for 5 minutes to get to the next
room. I thought of something.
Looks all cool.
I'll type in the URL. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I thought of something the other day. You know, you can lay down tarot cards, right? So here's my idea, okay? What you have is you have a website, okay? And there's a list of questions that... What you do is for each question, you put a tarot card down. It's basically a web interface for a tarot card interpretation with certain questions. The only limitation is that you can only ask the questions that you program each one in for. And for each question, for each place there's a tarot card in your layout, you have to do an interpretation for what that tarot card would mean in that position for each question.
I see.
So it'd be very program intensive to actually do it. But it'd be a great idea.
Just get a team of psychics on that.
The one thing I want.
No, it's no psychics because it's like, that's why, because tarot cards are pure interpretation for each
must be a book.
Yeah, but the problem is it's a lot of work.
There's a lot. Each card in each position, depending on what other cards are around it.
And how many cards are in a tarot card?
72.
So there's
that's a lot of combinations.
So if you have, let's say you had, like, say there's some tarot combinations you can do that have, say, 12 cards. That means you'd have to do 72 for each one of those 12 positions.
Yes.
But and then that's for each question.
Yes.
So it's like, oh,
sorry,
my.
78. But
78, yeah.
Yeah, the thing I've been looking for, I've been thinking about for years, I've heard about it, but I've never seen it anywhere, is a mouse pad that looks like a Ouija board.
Oh, you can get those everywhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
I've yet to see one.
Oh, really? Let's get a link up for a mouse pad.
Hey, everyone, look for a mouse pad. That's a Ouija board.
It's not like Uncle Dak uses his computer.
Yeah, I do. I play Hellfire and Diablo.
Oh, and you need a mouse pad that looks like a Ouija board for that.
Doesn't matter. I just said I wanted one.
Well, it's not all about what you need. You don't need to wear spandau flash. But
you don't need to have a computer.
I do. It maintains operational security. You know that.
It's okay.
Don't touch me.
How to fuck with Ronan Sarah? Hey, your arms aren't cammed.
I'm not deployed right now.
Those eyebrows are looking pretty white.
You won't see me in the dark.
Somebody did another remix of Sean's rant.
Oh, goody.
It's Porn on Beta.
Oh.
Our good friend, Porn on Beta.
Porn on Beta did
Porn
yes.
Beta. How you been?
Oh, wow, I'm really interested in hearing this.
Yeah, it's called Porn on Beta versus Sean Kennedy. Work hard. And here it is on Rant Radio.
Like, what the fuck? Is that a selling point? He's like, I want to work as hard as I possibly can my entire life. Remember about 5-10 years ago, they were saying, don't work hard, work smart. Wow, that got kiboshed pretty quick, didn't it? Now they just want you to work super hard. I want my money to work as hard as I do. Fuck that. I want my money to work about 50 billion times as hard as I do because I don't like to work. I'd like to be a slacker, actually, because all this technology, all these advancements in our culture is supposed to make our lives easier. Not increase stress levels and make us all take Prozac. That's sort of the idea here. It's supposed to make you happier, better, benefits from seeing it. No, we're being held and fed through every possible means to work as hard as you possibly can. Work that extra hour, take that distance, be mobile. Let's use our technology of laptops. Now you can work on the plane. You can work in the airport. You can work anywhere. I can work you until you fucking die. I can work you until you fall over and rot. Oh, in a wheelchair in the hospital? No problem. We can hook you right up with your hand out. With your last dying stroke, you will move that
mouth fun. That is the way it's got to be, because we're part of the core political structure, and baby, that's what it's got to be. Don't listen to Rant Radio while you're working. Don't do that, because they fill your mind with toys, and they're a bunch of slackers. Everybody's just slack. You're a slacker. You're not working as hard as you possibly can. Fuck that. Fuck you. I have no time to work as hard as I possibly can. I want to work smart, make my money, and carry on and live my life my way. I'm not going to sweat the fucking guy doing colors for some company I don't even believe in. Fuck that. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Damn, girl.
Did
anybody find that mouse pad? Anybody find that Ouija board?
Did we see the mouse pad flying by there?
What a fucking horrible bunch of cult members I have working for me. No, it's a good thing I'm not a living god. If I was a living god, the whole lot of you'd be fucking... Oh,
no, somebody found one without a picture.
Slugs crawling out your ass and all sorts of evil shit.
If you were a living god, you wouldn't just want a link to a picture. You'd want one to materialize on the table on top of that stack of Dr. Pepper.
If I was a living god, I'd want to have a holographic image of you dancing to that stuff. Everybody's living room, guaranteeing my worship. She's a senior, man. She's throwing her head around like she was like some... You know, what's that fucking guy with the glasses and, you have a Dr. Evil. Fucking, what's his name? Austin Powers. Yeah, you look like an Austin Powers extra. She was all like, woohoo! She's throwing her hair around and stuff, and I'm like, wow, that's.
Girl on the left. Monkey.
Girl on the left is actually a girl. you don't notice that too often.
Well,
I don't think of that too often, is what I'm saying. Well, I don't. I'm married. What do you want? It's not like, oh, there's a woman in the room. You know,
you're behind.
But, I mean, dancing is one of those things that becomes very apparent of your gender.
Yes.
Your gender is very apparent.
The reason why I'm not astonished that Sean Kay is saying these things is because earlier, like, I downed a Dr. Pepper and I was emitting some wall-peeling burps.
Yes, she's sitting there like, belching. Yeah. There would be your mouse pad Ouija board, Desmond.
It is made by Manticore Products Incorporated. They're apparently sold out right now. But
figure.
It is...
Girl on the left. What was her original name?
$14.95 US.
What?
Someone wants to know what your original name was. It's another
She has a real name and Girl on the Left.
Original name? You didn't...
What's your
Did
real
you
name?
Have?
That's what she came in as, known as Girl on the Left.
Well, she came in without a name and
check
was
the archives,
Girl on the Left, I believe.
Check the archives. You'll find it out.
I notice
not difficult.
Tina, I notice this all the time that you're a woman.
Can I just randomly endorse my webpage? Girlonleft.rantradio.com.
It has Rant Radio.
Really? Let's go there right now.
Really
I want to see it. I don't know what her webpage
looks
like.
It's really, really fucking pink. It's pink and it's pink.
Imagine that.
And it's got like Japanese on it.
Wow.
Because, you know, I've got like a horrible weakness for... Like, all things
No, there's, I'm sorry, Girl on the Left.
You know, I'm turning Japanese.
I
really think so.
There it is.
Oh, God, it leaves out
pink,
badly.
Pink.
Ah!
That's fine.
I've got, no, that's not how it's supposed to look quite, but.
That doesn't look bad.
Looks fine to me.
Yeah.
You know, it's really sad.
I have my own page, a Bare Naked Ladies page, and another Bare Naked
You should have
page.
A sweet
What is it
God.
Called? What is it
Girl on the Left. GirlOnTheLeft.com.
GirlOnTheLeft.RantRadio.com.
You know what the really funny thing is
actually
that
the Sailor Moon page is just like the I've recently moved it, so it's like it's not totally fixed up.
You need to have a job. You need a job where you can travel all around the United States. All over the place. And then what will happen is that guys will, like, stalk you, but they won't stalk you in, like, a bad way. They'll stalk you in, like, a very positive guardian kind of way. And, like, somebody will, like, you know, go to, like, rob you, and they'll, like, run by, grab your purse, and keep running, and you'll be like, ugh! And then, you know, like, they get... their head cut off.
Sean, so how about this?
Great.
I don't get stalked and I don't get my purse stolen.
No. So we wouldn't be stealing your purse.
What you're saying is that you think she would make a very good Pauline.
Pauline?
Like the perils of Pauline, like a victim chick?
What's... sorry, I'm totally... You're totally losing me here. Do you have any idea what Pauline is?
No.
Okay.
But I don't want to be her.
it was like a cartoon back in the 60s.
Okay, and what was she? She was victim chick or what?
Yeah, victim chick.
And who saved her ass?
Actually, it was different. It was like one...
Nobody! She was just abused ritually for the entire cartoon series. Excellent.
Excuse me.
Sounds like it comes from Japan.
Oh!
Actually, I think it was a group of midgets, if you can believe that.
Who saved her?
Yes.
The Perils of Pauline.
Yes.
This sounds insane.
Must be a Lucas episode.
It It was Hanna-Barbera.
Really?
Yes.
How Hanna-Barberic?
Wow.
And the scary part is that shit like that is the reason why they're still to this day scared of creating cartoons with female leads.
Uh-huh.
Like, why?
Well, because the conventional wisdom is that female leads are just not as interesting. They don't like to watch them and they're just so hard to write and you know
and make choice poor.
Yeah.
Well, what about Sailor Moon?
Yeah.
Well, Sailor Moon is the...
It's the breakthrough one. It's a crossover.
It's a revolutionary cartoon.
Well, even so,
What about Jem and the Holograms?
Yeah, Jem. Hey, Jem. Jem?
That went for a while.
Jem. How many series that feature, like, male leads, like in cartoons? Like,
Josie and the Pussycats.
No, there's Jem. Josie and the Pussycats.
What was that?
She-Ra.
She-Ra, that's the one I was
She-Ra.
Thinking of. Yeah.
Okay, we're having to go back 10 or 15
you said Jem
years.
Well, okay, well,
and,
how many
and
cartoons?
And how many fucking cartoons have come out since then? Like, we're talking, you know, you get, like, two
All the Disney cartoons are all women leads. All of them. Snow White, Beauty and the Beast.
I was talking about TV.
Series.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, you know what? I bet you if you actually mapped it out, I bet I could probably name more female lead cartoons than you could name.
I'm gonna disagree with you.
I doubt it.
Because, unfortunately, she's partially right.
There was actually one. I believe it was as recently as 1996. I believe it was. I saw the article.
I think it was 95.
That they did a survey of all the Saturday morning cartoons, and not one of them had a female lead character.
That's gee, what is the world coming to?
Yeah.
Well, this
the
was
injustice
out of, like,
of it all. Okay.
Wow,
actually,
that's terrible.
No,
that was like a year or two before.
It's not terrible because you're a guy and you're like a beneficiary of kind of a...
I don't give a fuck. All that patchouli wearing feminazi shit doesn't mean shit to me anyway. You know,
no,
I think it's a huge waste of time, to be totally honest with you. I mean, I really don't think it has a huge bearing on it. So I'm not belittling it by any means. Well, yeah, I am. But, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I'm like, come on, give me a fucking break. Isn't there more stuff to be more worried about?
No, I agree. There is stuff to be more worried about.
But it's a reflection on society.
But the way people act or the way people treat things is whenever somebody feels they're being marginalized, they do become aggravated, and everything does seem to stand out in their minds the more that they see that.
Oh, sure, and then we'll wind up with more TV like Voyager with the USS Minority cruising through space, making sure that we have, you know, I'm an Indian tattooed on my face, and making sure we offend no one at any point.
Really, you know what's one thing that says to me about Star Trek is that, okay, here we're supposed to be, like, how many hundreds of years from now, and yet you never see people of, like, mixed race.
It's all like, pure racism.
Like, yeah, it's like you'll get like Asian people or North American Native people or, you know, white or black or whatever. You never see, like, by then it ought to be so mixed. Like, you know,
nice shade of gray.
It should be like everyone should be like, just like one glorious mud race.
We should all be mutts by then.
We'll all be
brown. You know what?
But
that's pretty unlikely.
Colonized by brown people.
It's pretty unlikely that'll ever happen unless there's something to force people that way.
There'll be more.
Fucking see some.
No, there'll be more. Yeah, no,
don't
I agree.
You never see fucking any.
Don't you understand? Bob Jones University is right. The mixing of the races will bring about the one world government, which will usher in the reign of the Antichrist.
Didn't you read that article in The Sun about...
Excuse me?
One world, one vision.
This is what Bob Jones... This is what Bob Jones University in the States...
Bob Jones is who? Exactly.
A huge Bible college down in the South. Like,
this is like... This is like the Uber Christian
Uber Bible.
Bible.
I attend Bob Jones Tech. I want that shirt.
Yeah, it's
we got to get Bob Jones fucking flags and Bob go fascist. That must be their football team and stuff. It'll be awesome.
Oh yeah, it's like, you know.
So anyway,
Iron Fist.
So they're saying that
they believe they do not allow if you're in their school.
Yeah.
Until recently, and they started getting the shit hitting the fan on the sort
they
of political.
They could have kicked you out of school for being a mixed race couple.
We're talking
really?
About 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
But that gives me a hobby.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I'm destroying Bob Jones University.
If you do, honestly, they have other
got
rules.
Got me a bomb here.
You can also get kicked out. You could also get kicked out for things like dancing.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah. You can get kicked out for, like, doing more than, like, holding hands in public with your significant other.
So if you, like, were pumping your girlfriend right on the centerpiece statue or something like that,
you would be leaving.
Jerking off on the giant cross on the kind of thing. That'd be bad.
Dude, you'd
be out of here.
They would nab you the second they noticed you wasn't wearing an ankle-length skirt, okay?
Gee, that's too bad.
I can see her knees.
Do you have a problem with this, sister? Yeah, you know. God, I hope Scotty's not listening to this. Anyway. yeah, right.
No, but
now.
It's I'm serious. It's insane. They were like, they actually said that the reason behind this was that, quote unquote, intermixed racial.
The quotes are rounded, not both at the beginning. Come on.
Interracial mixing.
Right.
Is supposed to bring about the one world government.
Right.
The one world government is supposed to usher in the reign of the Antichrist.
Well, being as I'm trying to start a cult, and we don't view races, that would mean that that cult is the one world government.
That would make you the Antichrist.
Nope. That would make me, Sean.
It's all fitting, Sean.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's all fitting together.
Music. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they were right about me. I really am going straight to hell.
You're
white woman, black baby. White man, white woman, white baby. Public Enemy song is coming back.
This was all part of a scary... There's a movie that just came out.
Well, that is appropriate to the Antichrist, American music.
There's a movie that just... I'm forgetting the name of it. It stars Kirk Cameron.
It's called Left Behind.
Left Behind. And it's basically the extreme right-wing Christian wingnut view of how the end of the world is...
About the rapture.
I've heard about this.
Kirk Cameron!
Really?
Kirk Cameron has apparently become...
Hi, eco-Christian! In the good German tradition of John Travolta and his cult... Yeah, cult films are going, what is up with that? I mean, fuck, all these guys are making movies. Why can't I make a movie? Jesus Christ, I'd have fucking better ratings than that.
Because you don't fucking have millions of dollars of, like, Christian donations behind you.
There you go.
Damn it.
This is the one thing that's actually going to make this movie fail, is that in order to drum up support, they actually released it on video before it went into the theaters. Real smart. So now, basically, they're hoping that this thing will make millions of dollars off the non-Christian audience, who, of course, are going to want to see a movie that tells them that they're all going to, like, suffer under the Antichrist and it's all their fault. This is really popular among
I like apocalyptic movies. It might be good, actually.
Do you know who supported this film?
I don't know
film?
About that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's over the top cheesy.
Jack Impey and Rex Zeller.
No way.
Oh, yeah, Jack Impey.
I'm there.
Did they make a cameo? I think they actually are there. Jack Van Impey and Rex Zeller. Like, if there was ever someone who you think might be the Antichrist, I'm sure his name would be Jack Van Impey. With his, you know, Uber
significant other,
with his wife Rexella.
Why would you make a movie about?
She's like the sex symbol.
Why would you make
like
a movie about that in order to convert
like
people to you?
Being a warrior princess.
So she is
you don't
a villain.
Get destroyed in the
you
rapture.
To wear, like, this
bustier
with like metal things sticking off it.
It's the whole fear thing.
Photoshop. Here we come. Nixter, get on her. We want a picture of Rexella wearing fetish wear.
Go ahead.
Set it up. What are you talking about? You don't actually have to do this yourself. I'm pretty sure there are pictures of that on the net.
We gotta start fucking with Jack Van Impey. Can we, as Rant Radio, start fucking with these guys? We at Rant Radio are the official voice of the Antichrist. We object to what you've been doing lately.
All you gotta do is oppose them somehow, expose them, then they'll put us on their show.
And then all those kids
cult. And we got skulls and shit.
Yeah,
and I mean, come on.
I actually hate to say something. I have to say one thing good about these people.
What's that?
They're not aliens.
Two good things.
Yeah.
They're not aliens.
And they're not Scientologists.
Three good things
to say about that.
And the first place I heard about the slavery story in the Sudan actually came from them.
Wow.
I was hearing it fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Nowhere in the press, nowhere else was anybody touching on this fucking story that the Muslims are taking the Christians and using them as slaves in the Sudan.
Muslims!
I heard of this, like, absolutely fucking nowhere.
They should put them... That's just inhumane. They should have them in big pits and put lines in there.
Go Lions.
Go Lions!
Well, that's different because, as any big cat will tell you, Christians is good eating.
I love like their chicken. I love their apocalyptic meteors coming from the sky every week that they have on their show. Don't they have some sort of, the end of the world is coming, and this is how it's going to be this week.
All happy about it. This is fascinating shit. John, Deuteronomy 7.5. And he just spouts shit off. I think that's what I'm going to do. You know, if ever I get on the air, well, what about in Deuteronomy 7.12? Well, in John 4.25. Not to mention in 2021. It talks about when man leaves the stars. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of John 3.16. You know, and fuck, you just, what's a random biblical
name? I
swear
if you look those up, they're
Leviticus 2.22.
Yeah, oh yeah, Leviticus is always a favorite.
And pizza, 4.51. What about that? What about
here the great part about this whole argument, and I actually have to say that I missed this one myself. I read the Bible a couple of times. I never picked up on this. The rapture, which all of these fucking evangelistic nutcases are spouting off.
Was it a gangsta rap group? It was a bunch of large lizards with hooks on their feet?
Do not exist. It does not exist in the Bible.
Who made it up?
It's basically the theology sort of. It was basically based on one theological scholar.
Fuck it, stop that.
One theological scholar back in like the 1500s.
Yeah.
This was his idea. Like, okay, well we have the Antichrist and Apocalypse and all this shit. How, you know, but you know, we're all, you know, basically trying to come up. I suppose he was trying to come up with a way to
make the Christians feel better about the end of the world.
Yeah, basically. Sorry, shit.
It's hard to stop, isn't it?
He got me started.
Your enemies will be punished.
The
rapture
is that people that are true Christians, quote unquote true Christians, will suddenly just be taken up directly into heaven. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Oh,
so they get to avoid all this
stuff.
No stopover.
No layovers.
They don't even have to die. They just their clothes land in neat little heaps.
Yeah, they do the Obi-Wan Kenobi, and that's the end of it.
Exactly. And
they'll come back stronger.
Of course, lobs go, what the hell does this mean? I think I'll just mindlessly start following that Antichrist guy. That sounds good.
Well, yeah, all these people that aren't worshiping God, yeah, because they're the type to just randomly start worshiping someone.
Oh,
you're not worshiping God, and all of a sudden you're going to start worshiping the Antichrist.
Out of nowhere.
I would love
to. You're missing the point that if you don't worship God, you are worshiping the Antichrist.
My general opinion is I'm not worshiping the God.
You are so lucky that I'm a non-violent man, because that punch you were feigning to the head, yes, that was what I wanted to do.
No, I know, I could see that. But no, you're telegraphing that worse than Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm not going to worship God. I'm going to worship the loser, the guy who came in second in the race.
Explain that one to me. No, that's what it is. It's like the hardcore bigot psycho Christian.
The underdog thing.
They all think that if it is not of God, it is of the God of this world. But therefore, by not worshiping God, by default, you worship Satan.
If you're not with us, you're against
us. That's funny. I didn't think I was worshiping anybody.
The way it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
You would think. But that's because you have been misled by modern media.
You have two choices: worshiping God or other.
Humanistic liberal press
and the humanistic liberal
secular
press.
Humanists. Oh yes, those evil secular humanists.
Because in your heart of hearts, you know that you should be wearing an ankle length skirt. In your heart of hearts,
you should never
have cut your hair.
Yeah.
And you know that showing
like
your toes is bad enough, but wearing socks, mocking the job of socks by showing your toes while wearing socks? Hussy.
I would worship all religions.
Somebody get her an A. Big A for girl on the left.
Put it on in little rhinestones on my shirt, great big red.
A big red scarlet letter A. That'd be awesome.
You put first, Sean.
I'll do it. Fucking A. Right here. I am a harlot. Right here. Look at me. Harlot.
I would worship all religions, but they don't let you hedge your bets. They don't let you worship multiple religions
there's
at once.
There's 10,000 religions
in the world. Is there some of them that
mine
doesn't do that?
Is the right one.
There's one religion called, what is it?
If you worship all of them, you're going to get into one of the heavens.
How useful is it to have one religion that allows you to hedge your bets? Hedging your bets involves worshipping two religions.
Yeah.
So if only one of them will allow you to do it, it's completely useless to you because the other one that you would presumably worship does not allow you to hedge your bets.
There is a religion called something called, it's with B.
Is it Bahá'í?
Bahá'í. That's it. Thank you. Bahá'í.
Yeah. Oh, the Bahá'ís. Those guys are another cult.
Yeah, their general opinion is that everybody is right. Yeah. All of these people were prophets. It doesn't really matter. God is really the sun. I'm not making that up. It's,
hey.
that's very
sounds
loose.
Just as realistic as any of the other ones.
So, you know, what is a humongous wall of hot gas?
I always found it amusing that all the these people worshiping God would, okay, say you've got a little tropical island and there's this little tribe of people there and they're worshipping their shark tooth.
I saw that.
They're worshipping a shark tooth. Why? Because when they presented the shark tooth up to the gods, they had a bountiful season, you know, they captured lots of fish, their, you know, kiwis grew really big.
So they have some big kiwis.
They have some real reason to worship the shark tooth because, by coincidence, they worship the shark tooth and something happened. But here you are, worshiping God, and saying, oh, those poor savages, they're worshiping a shark tooth. What a bunch of pathetic individuals to worship a shark tooth.
Hey, it worked
now,
for them.
Remember, Christians, in my point of view, it's the exact same thing. You're worshiping God. You're just as pathetic as someone worshiping a shark's tooth. It's just, you're just as primitive to me.
And me.
It doesn't that seem hypocritical? No. Your God's not right. Our God's right.
We're the right
ones. How foolish of you to worship a shark's tooth.
You know
what are you thinking?
No, my God. My God strikes down lightning.
No,
I see it every day.
Shoe. No, worship the gourd. No, the shoe.
Take your hands off your ho-ho, or you get a bolt of lightning up your ass.
Okay, well, it's kind of like this. People can worship whatever the fuck they want.
Integrity's here.
Is he?
He is.
Don't
say integrity.
Yeah.
If
you want to touch your ho-ho and you were eating those wasabi chips, I'd recommend washing your hands.
Wasabis and ho-ho
it's like,
do not
it's
go
like,
mix.
It's like bingo players. They keep bringing different luck toys each week, and the time they win, that's the lucky one.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all true.
Yeah. Bingo. Pure and Loathing in Bingo Palace.
I was really, really bad. I took curling when I was a kid. I was really, really bad at curling. I started developing...
But you're so graceful.
I started developing some really weird luck rituals. I think it was more out of boredom than anything.
Uh-oh. No, I get it. I understand that. I don't believe in God.
I know I'm
girl
about
on the
as
lap.
Graceful as a hippo doing ballet, but...
I understand your reference, you know, your little
I've
luck rituals.
Dance.
I don't believe in God, but I talk to him all the time. You fucking asshole.
What? Why
generally, I blame God for everything.
I don't understand. I want to understand something here.
And I knock on wood whenever anybody asks me about the weather.
I want to know something here, Drex. This is just for my own personal guideline here now. Yeah. I just want to know this. I understand that you are an atheist. I understand that. Okay. But why do you constantly attack these Christians? I'm not defending them.
No, I attack Christians that attack me.
You're just rabid about it. Not one Christian has attacked you on this show. Not one. Every show you are fucking just gut-ripping those motherfuckers.
Yes, but there is nobody here to attack. I'm attacking anyone listening. It's presumed. I mean, nobody's come up with me.
Christian
but I have had in my life all the time Christians saying stupid things, brainwashing their children into believing lies. It makes me crazy.
Actually, I'm curious. How many of the listeners actually believe in God? I'm not talking about your religious belief. Just
not like which God.
Not which God. Do you believe
something
in
or nothing?
Something or nothing. If you believe
put something or nothing in the IRC right now.
What's that?
Whether you believe in something or nothing.
There is no
at all.
God.
I said type something or nothing. Not there is no God.
Okay. Didn't you have a series of questions that you were asking last week and you made the mistake of asking a question
yes.
and it turned to shit? And then we didn't ask a question.
It turned to shit? Shut up.
It turned to shit. It was a stupid
show. It was about
show.
Life
was
after death.
No.
Last week was a stupid show.
Oh, and then
show.
We went into that huge thing. That isn't what turned it to shit. It was that whole thing about, you know, whether or not we should license our kids.
That was 2 weeks ago, Sean.
Yeah, I know. Last show wasn't. Well, the last shitty show.
Wasn't a shitty show, though. You just didn't like it.
Yeah.
All the people on the IRC were stopped talking because they were actually listening to what we said and they were actually commenting about it.
Ergo, no, they fell asleep.
No, because ergo, when they don't like what we're saying, they don't fall asleep. They have conversations on their own.
I am allowed to have an opinion. My opinion was it was a shitty show.
Do we have a grand total of somethings and nothings?
Somebody want to total that up for us, please?
If you could.
I think that for the most part, it was more somethings than nothings.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Probably.
Worship this rock.
What was the next? Question?
Aliens.
Okay.
Is there life out there?
Of course.
There something
there
other than us?
Yes, has to be.
There doesn't have to be, but
yes, there has to be.
No,
then
there doesn't.
Do they visit us?
Yes, there has to be.
There doesn't visit us. I have not the
there
foggiest
doesn't have
clue.
To be. That's such an absolute word you can't use it. But it's overwhelmingly. The chances are overwhelmingly in yes.
I'd say
it's just
overwhelmingly yes as well.
It could be pond slime. It could be intelligent life. How
it's possible there could be nothing. But
yeah,
it's very, very, very unlikely there's nothing.
Yeah, there's also different levels. What do you consider intelligent?
Is there intelligent?
No, you didn't say intelligent life. You said aliens.
Aliens. Okay, let's say something.
Yeah, but aliens.
That can move around.
You know, he mentioned intelligent life.
Intelligent life as opposed to biological life.
Aliens means they come here, they have to be intelligent.
Oh my God. say like any kind of moving creature.
Smarter than anything.
Let's just say life.
Hey, there's
It's
not
big.
If there is a single cell out there on another planet,
it's going to evolve.
That means it could evolve.
Yes, it
That's
has
all
a chance.
That matters. It means that life happened with other than on Earth.
Well, they found bacteria on the moon. So that means that...
On the moon or on Mars?
No, maybe. On the moon.
I haven't heard about the moon.
I haven't heard about the moon.
Whenever
they found bacteria on
whenever
Mars.
They show pictures,
yeah,
it's like
that
a little squiggle.
The entire biblical thing.
Yeah, but they're not certain of that. And, you know, if they were certain, I'd be very happy about it.
Does that forego any biblical things? Is like
no, Coco the gorilla foregoes any biblical things.
Yes, he's
does
right.
Does it? Yeah?
Yeah, Coco the gorilla by herself single-handedly fucks the Bible.
I like Coco the gorilla. They put her on the internet and she goes, this is boring.
She goes,
I wandered off.
She goes, this is boring. Why would I want to talk to someone?
Smarter than all of us.
She goes, this is boring. Why would I want to talk to someone if they weren't in the room?
That's right.
She went, that was
so funny. I'm like, God damn, my grandmother agrees with Coco.
Hello. Dak does too.
And then, congratulations.
Yeah, but I
Dak and the gorilla.
I don't find quite as many, like, you know, little tasty bits. She does.
Yeah,
evolution. A monkey, man.
You're going to be fascinated by a website like hamstertaxidermy.com. Have you ever actually seen that ad on TV?
Which one?
No.
Hamster taxidermy. What to do?
Oh my God! That voice is amazing!
Somebody send me hacks.
Off my head, hamster, but all the time.
That's funny.
Love me on a bird and hang me in the den. Cause nothing says good taste like art made from vermin.
Well, what do you say to that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Do you think the aliens have visited us?
Yeah.
You think those things in the sky that people keep seeing on lonely, deserted roads?
No,
down in Texas,
I've seen UFOs.
We saw
I've seen them out here. I see UFOs all the time. I've seen them four different times.
I've seen them at the shopping mall.
But I'm not convinced it's like a UFO. It's like an unidentified flying object. I don't know what
that is. Well, that's the definition.
No, I heard a theory. This is before the U.S. This is going to be kind of a semi-long, complicated story.
Go.
The U.S. Army near Roswell had their testing grounds where they were testing captured Nazi stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I had heard that some people said very, very, like, this is like a few years back, said that the incident at Roswell involved that, whatever was behind it, involved that airbase. Now, recently, the guys that were some of the earliest test pilots for the ME-262, which was their first jet, have come out and said that we broke the sound barrier in a dive. The plane almost completely came apart.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of getting back to the thing. I think the whole thing behind Roswell was they actually were testing planes to see that the Germans broke the sound barrier before we did.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I think the whole thing behind, and they still, now, why they're still covering it up? Because we've developed this whole almost fucking, you know, airplane religion around Chuck Yeager being the first son of a bitch to go through the sound barrier. And how the hell would we handle it if supposedly the Krauts were the first one?
Yeah, you know, no, I don't buy that. I mean, no one cares.
There is some I remember going to the United States Space Museum in Germany. There was some crazy shit there.
I don't think they care. When I was in Germany,
when I took that high school trip, we went to an Air and Space Museum. I can't remember actually if it was in Austria or Germany, but they had like these like experimental aircraft that the Nazis created, and there was some crazy shit. I mean, there was like all kinds of weird ass shapes and stuff. So they were doing some heavy experimentation.
I would not be surprised if they
figured out at some point that, you know, something really long and skinny and powerful could break the sound.
The Americans had a jet that was, or a plane that looked like a flying saucer. It was in a magazine recently.
Isn't there a vapor cone that happens when you go through the sound barrier? Do you think that could be misinterpreted as something, especially if something's heading downwards?
Well, I think most of the UFO sightings that people have seen are what I said last week, which was the granite thing. I honestly think that's what most of it is.
Yeah. Granite fucking with your head.
Yeah.
But the Americans had a plane that looked just like a flying saucer, and it was made to fire nuclear missiles at the enemy. This was before they had
nuclear missiles.
Freak them out or whatever.
It looked like a flying saucer.
Yeah.
And
I honestly,
they had it in Popular Mechanics, and it's just been, you know, like declassified or whatever.
I think the whole thing
looked just like a flying saucer. Mm. They had
the
them flying around.
I think the whole thing behind the Roswell and the kind of cult of conspiracy in the United States is very simply the fact that they don't want to admit that they lied to the American public. I think that's what the whole thing is, why the conspiracy has gotten so big and so strong.
But do you believe there's aliens? Do you believe the aliens come visit us?
No, I don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't even necessarily mean that, it may not be that even if they didn't necessarily break the sound barrier at that time and place, they were certainly well on their way, and they were certainly a threat, even if they don't want to meet.
Is there a problem? We're boring Ronan's area. This is so fucking painful.
Should we kickstart his brain and do Ask a Ronan?
Sure, let's
do... You want to do that?
Do you want to do Ask a Ronan? Let's have Ask a Ronan call in. Call in there now, and we'll Ask a Ronan on the air.
Call in with your problem.
So you have to phone in, Ask a Ronan, and it's just one question. No bullshit. You have to have your question ready, and then you hang up, and then you'll answer.
I have a quick story. I did a terrible thing. I don't have a Loser Cruises story. I have kind of a role playing story.
Okay, we'll do Ask a Ronan, then we'll do that. So call early, call often.
1-877 say rant.
Is the phone turned on?
How do you turn it off?
You don't turn it off.
So
little lights light up, and he has to press a button. And
is there any noise? Does noise come out of it?
No, we don't need to have noise. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the noise. I just want... That's why you have the lights.
I don't see any lights.
I'm trying to find
lights. Nobody wants to call us.
Itchy Spider.
Oh, there's the phone number.
Skit says she has a question for me.
Well, now call up.
Okay, fuck it. Don't call it.
Oh, look at that. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, this is Boom Buddy.
Boom Buddy! What is your question for Ask a Ronan?
How do you make a decent quiche?
Okay, turn. Thank you.
Thank you. Hang up.
How do you make a decent quiche?
Now, it's very interesting here. When I was training with the Green Berets way down the south, they take you through an improvised explosive course, and they teach you how to cook a whole lot of things for household items. And one of the more cool things I learned is how to actually make a breaching charge out of a small amount of explosive and a 2-liter bottle of water. Very cool. What you do is you have to get yourself some duct tape, and you get a 600 milliliter bottle of water, like your standard fucking Coke bottles. Yes. Or Dr. Pepper, even. And then you get a 2-liter one, and what you do is you tape the two of them together and you apply them to the door. From there, you wire a small amount of get cord around the 1-liter bottle, you stand back, you blow the thing, and what happens is the fucking shock from the one liter or smaller water bottle hits the 2-liter bottle, causes an exponential explosion of force, and it blows the door down.
Outstanding.
Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. On Ask a Ronan.
Well, it sure as fuck ain't the Doppler effect.
Hi, this is Red Radio. Who is this?
This is Nomad Skitty.
Nomad Skitty, do you have a question for Ask a Ronan?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead. Ask away.
How much would it cost to hire an assassin?
Okay, thank you.
Hang up.
It's really important when you're working in any environment that there may be an armored vehicle around that you properly lead the target. Now, it depends. You don't want to go head-to-head on a tank because chances are you're going to fucking die, and that would be, like, counterproductive to what you're doing out in the field.
Living.
Living.
Exactly. Now, what you want to do is either hit the thing broadside or on a three-quarter angle, make sure you line up the reticle on your 84mm anti-tank weapon, and aim just ahead of the tank. You can find it one of my manuals. I'll be posting it up soon. And then chances are, as soon as you make the first shot, get your partner if you're working in tandem and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Run!
All right, do we got another question for Ask Ronan? No, we don't. Okay. Looks like we'll have to go to the letters. Let me see what I've got in my grab bag here. Grab bag. Let me look around the grab bag. Here's one. Sasha from Seattle says that she's having problems with homeless people. Dear Ronan Sariette, me living in Seattle, I noticed that there's a lot of people who they call mole people wandering around near my apartment. I live in low-income housing, and I'm concerned that some of these homeless drags may, in fact, try to mess with me or perhaps my cat. Please give me advice on how to deal with this, Sasha in Seattle.
It's very important, no matter what the operation is, especially if you're conducting in a small unit tactics or an assault with a team, that all sentries be eliminated first. Now, contrary to what you see in Hollywood, there is only two real ways to dispatch a sentry with a knife. If you manage to crawl up behind the person, you have to hook the leg down, hand over the mouth, you turn the head far to the side, you draw far back from left to right, grabbing the Adam's apple and pulling. The only way to do it. Now, the only other option is you engage your sentry head on. Now, this is very risky because he's going to see you coming. What you have to do is you have to take your knife, drive it through the bottom of his chin and the small fleshy part in an upward thrust till the blade penetrates the brain. Muffle the mouth. You should see blood coming out of the eyes. You know you've got a successful kill.
Okay.
Well, shall we move on?
Okay, that's Ask Ronan. Let's go to Tales from a Loser Cruiser.
No, not really. It's kind of Tales from the Game Store this week.
Okay.
There's no music for this.
No.
I'd make some chimp sounds.
Throwing their own feces.
There's your intro. Go ahead.
I had kind of a weird thing. This week, I went into the store, and there was a mother in there with her kid. And she was buying the first D&D set for him. And apparently, she gained back in 78.
Really?
Played it, and she was buying it for her kid now. So it's like second generation.
So she got a big star on her forehead from worshipping Satan?
No, it didn't appear.
Seemed very well adjusted.
Seemed well adjusted. The child didn't appear to be sexually abused or anything. So,
got to get him into gaming as young as possible.
Now we sacrifice a goat. Now we can do some role playing. So I thought that was kind of cool. But on Friday, I got my paycheck. So, of course, I had to blow some of it on some gaming stuff. you got to feed the addiction. So I walked in, and a new book I wanted was there. And it was like $41 Canadian. And I'm like going, Jesus fucking Christ. And so
what book is this?
It's the Sonic's Handbook for D&D.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So not important. For the new D&D?
Yeah, for the new D&D stuff. Huh.
So all of that stuff from Wizards of the Coast is way too fucking expensive. But so I go in there and the...
I want lots of cult modifications from the Swedish game.
The clerk there says, well, will there be anything else? And I said, yeah, you can help me get a fucking life so I stop wasting my money on this overpriced garbage. And he's like going, oh, come on, it's not that bad. He says, you've had quite a bit of fun with it. And I said, yeah, I have to agree with you, you're right. If it wasn't for this, I could have done something more productive with my time and money. Like, had a heroin or cocaine habit. And there's this mother standing there in line to, like, buy a bunch of Pokemon cards. She's looking at me with this, like, grimace of horror on her face. She basically grabs the stuff out of the kid's hand, puts it down on the counter, grabs the kid's arm and said, that's it. You're not into this stuff anymore and you're never coming here again.
You could be a poster child.
She grabbed the kid and
dragged him out of the store, and I'm figuring the guy is good. The clerk is just going to give me shit for this because I've just, like, ruined a sale for him.
Yeah.
Right.
He, like, standing there with his mouth open, watching this all happen, and then he turns and looks at me and just dies. So that's my kind of gaming story.
He's like, maybe she was just upset that you swore. But in all honesty, you know that child, once as soon as that kid's like 13, is going to be like sneaking back to the store.
Oh, yeah, he'll be breaking into houses to steal money in order to buy gaming books.
Get the Pokemon
stuff. I'd be like, fuck you, you fat bastard. I'm not going to have any fun. Thank you, bitch. Way to go. You just squashed some other kid's dream. Now I've got to go home and probably sit outside and make friends or some shit. Fuck. You're no hero.
Throw him off the bus, Dak. Unholy deal.
Then I spun the woman around and put her in.
Smashed her face against the glass.
Opened up the window. The vacuum sucked her into traffic, and we never saw her again.
Pokemon is a gateway game. It'll lead to harder
gaming.
Oh, yeah.
Like Magic gateway. And then D&D.
Magic the Gathering. I can know guys that blew their fucking student loans on
Magic the Gathering.
There were some hardcore Magic players.
Yeah, like,
you know, I played Magic, and I had a great deal of fun with it, and it didn't cost me all that much.
I think the problem was that those people who bought those specialty cards for $20 or $30.
Not me. I traded. I got into it, and I said, really? Okay, I'm going to make a deck of nothing but Plague Rats. And that's all I had. I had a deck of nothing but Plague Rats. And the guys who played me, because I trade, because no one wants Plague Rats, so they trade me all their cards. So I had a deck of like 42 cards.
Yeah.
I'd stack the deck so that it was properly done. And then be like, okay, well, we got to cut the deck. Go ahead, fucker. I don't care. Every draw, I put down more black mana and more protections from white. And I just,
well, then finally, the tournament rules came out with
after about five. After about five Plague Rats go down, they're like, your deck's nothing but Plague Rats, is it? And I'm like, no, it's not. And they're like, oh my God. And eventually, I've got like 10 dead creatures. And I just thought the picture of the Plague Rats were awesome. I just
they're
thought
like
that picture.
Rats.
And the whole
red
mental
eyes
visual of this
I
dark
still beat
sorcerer.
You, John. I remember your Plague Rat deck. I still beat you.
Yes, but that's just my point, is that people would sit back and go.
And I beat your double hatchets fucking mech. I beat you every time, bitch. Bring it on, motherfucker!
I say
you should don't kill me.
Wait for your knife fighting course, and then you should have another game with Dark.
Yeah, we'll have a knife fighting game.
Actually, and if you want to get right into that, Darcy and I wrestled once, and he won then too. So
can we close the window?
But he's like
getting a little loud.
Oh, shut up.
Well, so you have the limiter, compressor, expander limiter.
Yeah, that helps your voice projecting.
The technology is
the
not
window
sufficient enough to shut your fucking mouth, Darcy. It's just the way it is.
So how about out there in Radio Land? Do we actually sound better with this new compressor?
Or does
yeah,
it sound
how's
like
that?
Shit
what's
still?
The, what's, is Dax still coming in and dominating everything? Or what, what's the score here? As we wait.
Roto
sends over to be
yes
again.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about the IRC. You get these little fucking
sounds
chicks.
Good. Yeah, sounds
like
good.
Yay, we win. Like Zenobia and Skits, who are like, oh, yeah, you know, I like sucking cock and all this kind of shit. They're always going off in the fucking IRC about it, you know. And you're like, holy crap, you know. Yeah, you like that? Why don't you take naked pictures of yourself right now? Put them up.
Dare ya.
And they're all like,
prove
hide
it.
They're like me running hide.
Me runs and hides.
Me runs and
hides. Cries.
You guys are so lucky that
me
I
dies
am so...
Me dies.
You are so lucky that I am so fully married. Okay, because if I had this cult thing going on, I'd be like the Cenobite God if I
be
was
like,
single.
Sean,
I'd be like
send
a god.
Send me money so I can fly these 16-year-olds up here.
I'd be like... I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like my very own Cenobite naughty god. I'd be like, spankings for Sean, spankings. Come here, you little bitch.
Poopy six.
Poopy six. Like, don't you look at me. Don't you fucking look at me. Oh, yeah. Dax hurting himself. He's turning blue here.
Oh, no.
He's having
the veins. The veins
you
are
know
popping.
Yeah.
Oh. Who's your brother? Who's your brother?
I would just be a dirty little bitch if I was. I'm a dirty little bitch now. Wasn't for the powers of the Dark One, you would all be in very serious trouble.
It would be a very different call.
She was actually sent here from another dimension to contain you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Seriously,
what
is that?
I'm sure it was like she cast her feminine wiles on me, and now, you know, I am chained. You know, that's it.
And all they needed was, like, you know, an impossible.
You're looking at me in some kind of disbelief because you did not know me when I was single.
No,
but
no,
I was
thinking, weren't you just saying earlier that she was listening to the show?
Oh, probably.
Maybe.
But, oh, yeah.
I think
Scotty's.
At this point, doesn't really matter.
The professor's at home and he's listening.
Probably listening.
Yeah, so.
If not, Smokehouse picks out the good bits and emails it to her.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Especially after that rant.
Keeps
I did. Smokehouse is like, fuck you very much, John.
We'll see what we can do with these audio clips.
We'll see what we can do with these audio clips and shit, but oh well, whatever.
I have a question that's kind of going back to the news.
Okay.
I was like wondering about this. I was hoping that Private Drexel would be here because I was hoping to get an argument on this.
Here we go.
Everyone's heard about the crap that's going on down in over in Afghanistan, wherever the
up,
fuck
over, it is. Over, down,
someplace, in Afghanistan,
underneath.
Wherever the hell it is.
Are you talking about the Buddha statues got blown to shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a question. Do you guys think that that is a crime against humanity?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're blowing up shit that's like thousands of years old. Yeah, I would say so. Hi,
I
you
don't
blew
know
up,
what you're talking about.
You blew up art.
You did. You don't know about this?
Yeah, they blew up two of the largest Buddhist statues
in
the world.
Is it worse that it's
like
old?
Like archaeological?
Yes, it is. It is worse that it's old. Yeah. You can't replace something like that because it's been around forever. That's what makes it worth so much.
Does a nation have a right to decide what it does under its own national territory?
Okay, but the thing is, Sphinx and those jobs.
But the thing is,
that was Napoleon.
The thing is, Desmond. What makes a nation?
Okay, I'm not going to argue that part, but I'm just wondering, does a nation have a right to destroy something?
In order for me to answer your question, you do have to argue that point. What makes a nation?
Okay, do people, if they supposedly own the land and own the objects that are there...
The people in power.
The people in power, do they have a right to destroy something like that?
I don't think, but I have to go back to it. The people in power don't make the nation.
Okay, let me ask
no,
this.
No, really.
Let me ask
they don't.
This.
They have control, but they don't make the nation.
Why, what's okay, that
question?
Well,
ask the Italians or the Greeks, right? I mean, Rome owned Greece, but the Greeks are still Greek, right?
Okay, so what is worse? Taking down these historical national treasures with some big fat guy and blowing his head off and throwing him down a cliff... Yay, big fucking deal, it's a statue, you can make more. Or should we be more outraged at the fact we're cutting down the rainforest, which is affecting the world on a global level? What's more serious? Fuck the statue!
Once we kill ourselves, the rainforest will come back, the Buddha statues will not.
But no, the point is, that's the same thing. Once again, that is something that I believe belongs to humanity. The rainforest does. It is something that belongs to the entire world.
Yeah.
So do people, do corporations, do these things ever have the right to decide what the hell this thing is? Do they have a right to decide something?
All
that is
unfortunately, obviously they do, because they did, and who's opposing them?
You should have heard, like, needless to say, Russia was more than a little vehement in their...
Might
kind of,
makes right.
No, well, no, Russia, considering they, like, lost, almost, pretty much lost a war to the Taliban, who these people are, you know, they were screaming about it in the UN, but even like Pakistan and India were like Pakistan, who was like Afghanistan's biggest ally, was kind of going apeshit marimba over this one.
And why did they do this? Who did it?
Their reason
is because the statues aren't Muslim.
They not only that,
these are like the hardcorest fundamentalist Muslim government of the world. This is like women can't go outside if any of their skin is showing.
They have to live in a chandor. You know?
Okay. You know what? See, my answer to this is when people are that extreme, and it doesn't come down to law, it comes down to someone else with a big stick hitting back.
Yeah.
You blow up the statues, all right, we blow you up.
If there's enough people to oppose the rainforest,
honestly,
it wouldn't be being cut down.
To be perfectly honest,
there'd be a big circle of guards around
them. When I think of the Taliban, I think that what they're doing to, like, the female half of their population, which is, like, women in Afghanistan can't get medical attention, period.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, no, I'm not getting any argument from you.
That's great. They'll die off.
Hey,
that'll be the end of them.
If someone said, hey, we're going to war to save these women in X country that they're being abused from, would I go to war? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to war for the statues?
Yes.
Okay, so then there's...
Those are damn good statues.
I'm not going to get an argument from Darcy on this one, then. Sorry, from Private Drexel, because his point, he had the same idea that I did, that quite literally, that this is a crime against humanity.
You know, killing those people...
If nobody cares about the statues...
We're all horrified about killing people, but there's too many on the planet, for one, really. That's not my reason, but how long are those people going to last anyways? These statues, they're gone now.
If they're fucking ugly statues and nobody liked them, nobody would care that they'd be torn down, even if they were thousands of years old and they couldn't be recreated.
No, that's
not
true.
Sure about
the fact that
there's
thousands of years
value
old.
Value in these things. There's like historical value.
Yes.
Sariette, would you go to war over the statue?
No.
Sariette, Tibet would go to war because somebody, you know, blew a bubble gum, you know, blew some bubble gum in the theater at wrong, and someone said, "Let's go to war." They'd be like, "All right, I need to hone my skills."
Do I think the preserving these statues is like an important thing? Yeah, sure, whatever. Okay, yeah, great. But guess what? We've got pictures of them. It's shitty. It's a statue. Doesn't really much for me other than get like bird shit on it and fucking rained on and all moldy and crap. All right. You can build more statues.
And,
you can build more temples.
What's the other side? What are you losing by going to war over it?
How about an unnecessary battle where people will die?
Yeah, these people, my point is, no, you know what? People are not all that valuable, let me tell you. I mean, people, good people, sure, but people in general?
Wait, please, let him have all the rope he wants.
People in general? Okay, we come and go, all right? Like Dak was saying, the rainforest? People are fucking, we're destroying the world. Even good people are destroying the world. We're not even stopping, you know, like our province is doing the same thing. I don't know to what extent. But we're destroying the planet. We're killing the planet where we live on. We're not really all that great.
So
we're not really worth all that protection.
You're siding with Jack here.
Which is coming back to my original point, which is what's more important? You know, considering the welfare benefit of some piece of giant rock, or how about one of the world's natural resources, which affects all of us?
Okay, I'm not arguing against that. I'll go to war for that, too.
I think that's much... I'd rather fight for
but
that.
There's not a... Yeah, but that wasn't the question. The question wasn't, which would you go to war for? The statues or the rainforest? I'd go for both. Okay? The point
You're
is...
You're a noble man.
No. Look, these people...
Man. We've already gone to war over oil.
Over gasoline.
Yeah. We've already gone
so why wouldn't you go to war over a statue?
I mean, I think...
I think stopping ignorant people that are pushing their weight around.
Well,
that's what it's about.
Car, you need gasoline, but you also need oxygen. Otherwise, you don't need the explosives. So, you know, eventually we might go to, I can imagine going to war with
Brazil
because, you know, we don't
ourselves.
Have sufficient oxygen to run our SUVs.
That's
the,
right.
The thing is, though, I honestly think that the Taliban is committing a crime against humanity.
It's not a good thing.
No, I think
everybody could agree.
Crimes against humanity long before.
If they don't like them, ship them out of the country. Give them to somebody who does like
guys,
them.
Guys, it's like this. The statues, although they are old...
In summary, Sean will end the argument.
No, because this is just the fucking truth. Okay? The statues are old, but in essence, it is a crime. It is a crime that they were destroyed. It's a shame.
Yes.
Okay? However, people do not deserve to die for any kind of dogma. You don't die for dogma. You die to save lives. Should we have gone to war for oil? No. Should we have gone? That's not what they said they went to war for. That is why they went to war, but they went to war because they said, we're being occupied. I would rather fight free Tibet from Chinese rule.
Yeah, no shit.
Because those people are in hardcore death camp conditions, okay? You should not go to war and fight and die over a piece of rock. If they were destroying the rainforest equals destroying Earth. Something is destroying Earth that has to be stopped. So, yes, there should possibly, if need be, there should be people willing to fight over the rainforest. Absolutely.
Can I just mention,
but not for a statue, not for any religious dogma, no matter how old it is.
Something also, just going on, just touching off on the Brazil thing here. Now, there was just a controversy between Brazil and Canada. We decided to stop taking their beef. Which is because supposedly there was a possibility of mad cow contamination that we're kind of concerned about. The Brazilians think this has to do with a separate. This is basically Canada's way of retaliating against some other trade issue. I can't remember which.
That.
You know, because they think their beef is clean, and they like totally is a total PR war against Canada. Like,
great.
They hate Canada there now. But I'm sitting there thinking,
I don't want your beef.
Second, Brazilian beef. Where does Brazilian beef come from? Brazilian beef comes from that the land that they raise, you know, they raise the land forest, the rainforest. They mow it down and they grow and they basically ranch cows on it for the 1 or 2 years that the earth is still
fresh for
usable
it.
and then when the soil dies, which it does because the soil
is extremely poor and
erodes extremely quickly.
Yeah.
You know, that is the beef. And we went, and basically there was such a PR noise about it that we, that Canada sort of like, oh, okay, we're sorry, and basically bent back. It's like, well, okay, maybe we shouldn't take, maybe we should, it's not that we should refuse Brazilian beef exports, you know, imports, because they might have mad cow. Maybe we should refuse them because they're mowing down the fucking rainforest.
You know what I think is funny about the whole Brazil thing? Is I heard this thing on the news, and they said, oh, yes, Brazilians get very upset whenever somebody says anything that insinuates that they are uncivilized.
Oh, no.
They get very upset whenever somebody, you know, insinuates that they're not a forward-moving country, you know, a civilized country. And here they are jumping around like a bunch of savages in front of the camera protesting Canada like a bunch of
like
total savages. It's very
amusing. Mounties, because that's the only thing they can't
don't act like
stuff.
Savages. Oh. We won't insinuate you are savages.
I don't think after the Stanley Cup riots we can defend ourselves on that count.
The argument about why Brazil has possibly might have mad cow disease is they've proven that vampire bats can transmit bovine encephalitis.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm. So why don't we infect the cows in Brazil
and then
with
definitely
mad cow disease? No one will buy the cows. Rainforest stops getting chopped down.
No, they'll continue to do it because, I mean, they don't care. They literally, the company...
They'll sell it somewhere else.
Yes.
Or they'll get the...
I've
got a good idea.
I've actually got a rainforest solution, too. What's yours?
The people in Brazil are really poor. And, of course, the people that live in the cities want the poor people to get the hell out of their cities and move as far away from this as possible. So they basically have these, they've set up this system so that basically people that are in the cities go out and mow down some rainforest and try and make a living off the land, and then the land dies and they mow down some more.
I got a better idea. Ron and Sarah, what's yours?
Don't buy beef from Brazil. They won't chop down the forest for that. We'll buy all the beef from Alberta, which has got nothing to cut down anyways.
Yes, got a point. And as to solve the rest of the problem, what we do, I can solve that entire problem with the rainforest issue, and all I need is two C-130 Hercules planes and about 50 cases of Barrett Model 82 rifles. And about 5 or 10 highly trained Roman. Now, what we do is we go down and we talk to those guys living in the bush with the blow darts and shit, and we trade them up the blow darts for those 50 cows. And then we explain that the great white Satan is coming to destroy the rainforest, and you guys have to blend with the forest and snipe.
So a bunch of workers in orange hats fall off their bulldozers.
And basically, you know, no one's going to, what are you going to do? You're going to bomb the rainforest? Can't do that. World won't stand for it. And you got people sniping from 2.5 clicks away, and they're native there, so they know the rainforest like nobody's business. You could never stop them.
There's a problem, though, with that plan.
Which is what?
Although thoroughly effective, and the Barrett Model 82 is a phenomenal piece of kit, especially with the high explosive tracer rounds, which the Marine sniper teams use to disable APCs in Desert Storm. Have you ever tried sniping through 2.5 miles of jungle? You don't have the visibility to your target.
Have to get a little bit
closer. They have a lot of mountains, though, in high ground. You just find a little bit high
ground. There is a point.
So
you don't actually snipe in the jungle. You go to the edge of the jungle where they've cut down.
Yeah, it's already cleared.
It's clear for the rest of the way.
And they just hammer from there. They fire one shot and fuck off into the bush.
You know, even if they figure out where you are, sort of on a horizontal plane, you could be anywhere from there to like a fucking kilometer up.
The workers will eventually refuse to work.
Yeah, it's like I'm not going near the bulldozer. Why? Well, because Greg redecorated that bulldozer and I'm not going near it. So.
And the blood's still not washed off.
Get up on that bulldozer! No.
Fuck you! It looks like cherry pie.
So that's my solution. You know, is MacVSog the fucking natives and have them you know, that's it.
Defend their territory.
It worked in Vietnam. It worked in Cambodia.
It did work, but once again, America let somebody else down.
Wait a second, muffin.
Pretty much. All right. So what else we got going on here?
Fuck and all.
Fuck all.
So we're gonna open the phone lines.
We're opening phone lines.
Yeah.
Well,
unless you got a story, Dak, or...
No, I'm sorry, I didn't beat up anyone.
Nobody annoyed you.
The closest thing that did happen was, one, we had the earthquake this week, and two, yesterday I had a phone call from some place called, and this is for our Americans down there, I want you all to get out your atlases, because we all know you're so good at this, and find me Devon, Montana.
Okay.
Because apparently a train derailed down there with two of the tanks from the tanker cars from the company I work for filled with chlorine.
Great.
I had to take the call and basically call out our emergency response team for the whole thing.
Mm.
Wow,
that's pretty ugly.
What was that place?
We could talk about the earthquake.
Devon, Montana.
Isn't that an Elvis song?
I noticed. I couldn't help but notice that Roto was going off in the IRC about how I'm, like, so thoroughly whipped by my wife. Right now, Roto's sitting there going, oh, shit, he read that.
That's a warning, Roto. No matter how dedicated you are.
No. And I should actually talk about Nomad Dark One, who is my wife. She never ever
notice
does anything.
Notice how you're lit up like a Christmas tree.
This is the part when you should begin running.
Those aren't cat toys.
No, I'm just fucking around. He's like,
they're indeed
like,
lasers off.
And they're all like, Rodar thinks he was funny. But Rodar does realize is in 6 seconds he's going to get kicked, and then the power is going to get cut off to his house. No, I'm just kidding.
Where were you
during the big earthquake
of 2001?
I am whipped by my wife. I am. But I like it. And
we don't want to stop right there.
No, I like it. It's great.
No. Where were you during the earthquake?
Make me snivel, Dark One. Oh, yeah, I like it. It's good. Okay. Anyway.
Think about it. Not going there.
Everyone's all la, 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 la.
I was actually talking in the car with girl on the left on this, and apparently she didn't feel it.
So, were you in the car?
In bed.
I was sitting
in bed at 11 a.m.
reading a magazine, listening to the radio, bopping around.
Good bass in the song.
And we had the washing machine going on spin cycle, slightly off kilter. So, strangely enough, I somehow just didn't feel it. I missed it completely.
So, what she's saying is, girl on the left is letting us all know the earth didn't move for her.
See that?
Takes more than an earthquake.
I was at Geeks Heroes Computers with Nomad Centaur.
Yeah.
And the wall started to go wobble, 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 wobble. And I'm like, get outside! And I grabbed my... That's literally what happened. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Get outside! He's like, argh! And I'm like, grab him, drag his ass outside. I'm like, huh! And I see all the cars moving, and I'm like, you know, got the bag on, and I'm like, fucking good to go. And I'm like, ah!
And I'm ready.
I'm realizing, of course, that I cannot actually physically attack an earthquake.
It's hard to do that.
Die, Earth!
He's stabbing the ground. Stop.
So it was pretty funny.
No, little did he know he's nowhere near the epicenter. I could have no effect on it.
I was in a frozen wasteland for the better part of 2 weeks You look forward to when it was only minus 12 degrees Celsius outside.
Ooh,
in the morning.
It's warm today.
It was balmy. Where it, you know, dropped down to minus 25, minus 30 without the wind chill. It was great.
So you didn't feel it at all, of course.
Well, no, actually. They put him on alert. Until, what, you want to tell that, Ronan?
Well, I was there in Edmonton training a bunch of Americans.
Would someone please explain to me why my BO smells like pot?
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm wondering why.
I cannot believe I was interrupted for that. You are a sick, sick fucking man.
He needs to be the center of attention at all times. Just deal with it.
Hey, I'm not the one with the finger socks.
I was off in Edmonton training, and the next morning I woke up, and, you know, it was all over the news. Oh, Vancouver and Seattle got hit by an earthquake. I'm like, well, that sucks about Vancouver. I was wait a minute. That's
our coffee supply.
That's kind of like my home. Well, fuck this. I'll pack my bags and leave if things get really shitty. And we actually, the Edmonton, you know, I'm on 24 hours notice to deploy to BC.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, fuck you. I'm hopping the first military flight out.
So, where were you?
I was in bed. I had just woken up. And the weird part is, and I've talked to one other person notices too, Tina. Felt the same thing. She got a little nauseous just before.
A lot of people did.
Yeah, it was weird. I got a little nauseous. I've actually talked to her about this a couple of people. Like, weak. This has actually happened. No, it's something about the ultrasound or something.
That's why animals and, like, shit go fucking shit off.
They go, run somewhere.
Yeah, I got
it's
a little
irrelevant.
Nauseous. Tina was in her on the sofa, and she said she got really nauseous. First time in her whole pregnancy, and she was wondering, whoa, what the hell started that? And the building started shaking. For myself, I was laying flat in bed, woke up, felt a little nauseous, and then it felt like somebody was on either side of the room, pushing the room back and forth.
Yeah.
Ronan Maddock was depressed.
Yes.
He was all hoping the world was going to end again.
He was hoping.
He was all
happy when it started. He was like, it's an earthquake. Oh, good. It's all coming apart.
Which would be handy. You know, like, I personally think that if all of California slid in the ocean, next door to business would be scuba gear. And I'm heading to set
salvaging.
Yeah, I'm like, excuse me while I hit the diamond shops in Beverly Hills. Very much. You know, that's it. La, la,
I was,
excuse me while I strip mine Elizabeth Taylor's mansion.
Yeah, where's that map?
Strip mine.
Map of the stars. Okay. Yep.
There we go. Come on.
I was at work.
I'm looking for cold, hard cash.
And I felt it, and I looked around to my two coworkers, Bob from Peru and somebody else, and I said, earthquake. And they looked at me like I was insane.
You had a toaster on like, the top of your head. It was
what
really
are you
cool.
talking about? Like, out of the blue, someone says earthquake. And they didn't feel it yet, so I went, let's go to the door frame. I was like, this is cool.
It went on
for,
I said, about
30 seconds.
30 seconds,
like,
yeah.
Woo-goo, woo-goo, woo-goo. I was on a second story.
I felt terribly ripped off.
Ominous and
I missed it completely.
Where were you?
Probably driving. I probably thought it was a speed bump.
Ominous Animus
was telling me that he was at work when it hit, and he basically realized what was happening. And while all of his coworkers were sort of sitting at the desk going, calmly walked over to a door frame and braced himself and decided if anyone else tried to assert his position in the door frame, he would most rapidly kick their ass.
People weren't running for door frames. It really wasn't that bad.
No.
I was waiting for the big aftershock when everybody... The aftershocks are way worse.
One woman, she said, oh, you know, I thought it was a big earthquake. And she opened the drawer with the backup tapes in it and was grabbing them. And then she goes to me, I can't believe I did that. I was so stupid. I should have just gotten the hell out of here. And I'm like, no, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I've got to get my backup tapes.
Like, you just don't expect some flighty woman she was freaking out. She thought it was a big earthquake and they are all going to die. And she stops and grabs the backup tapes.
Oh, she's pretty calm in emergency.
She's got her brain on. Sure, that she didn't need the backup tapes, but that she thought about that, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you're awesome!
Will you marry me?
What I did is instantly went to the Canadian news sites and checked in which one got up the news first.
One thing that was funny was, we were
all the
channels,
did put it up for an hour.
And within about 10 minutes of the quake happening, the Seattle stations all had like live coverage.
I had
time for the choppers.
BCTV, which is supposed to be our like big news channel, they basically waited for
15 minutes.
It was about quarter after, I think. So it was actually more than 15 minutes, more like 20 before they saw fit to mention it, and they didn't actually cut in for live coverage, which was incidentally the live coverage was just taken off
from
of the
Seattle.
From the Seattle stations because obviously, Vancouver wasn't affected, and they cut in at 5:30, so it wouldn't interrupt their real.
I think I saw the only news coverage in Canada first. It was on Shaw's Community Channel.
Really?
And they said, yes, if you just felt it, we've just had an earthquake. There doesn't appear to be any damage. We've received no other reports. We now return you to our regular broadcast. And it was like, you know, two guys talking about, you know, gardening or something like that. And I was
it was
like,
great on tech support. Nobody phoned for an hour. Phones stopped dead.
That would have been...
That's because no one could get through.
Yeah,
everybody was calling.
Phones. The phones
did
were.
You see
that
the earthquake?
Been awesome. That would have been awesome if some guy who'd been really quick... got onto the phone lines, like that's the point when you hack the cable lines, and you sit there
that
in the ground shakes, and you like sit there and you're like, oh my god, they're coming out of the sea, these things with squid faces, they're taking Seattle and they're moving inland, run for your lives. You have like bad, you know, Cthulian arthropods coming,
go here,
and they're like, you know, they got these people. That'd be awesome. And if people all over the United States would be like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
It's Satan.
Hey, it's Satan in the sea. Hey, they fell for the UFO thing back in 1939. We could do this.
Let's work with
I would love to do that. I would love to fake an alien invasion just to have, like, just to give those people who live in those.
The funny part is that if you're going to do this, like, if you manage to piggyback on a real emergency, it wouldn't have to be especially convincing to convince people because they're already panicking. You just need, like, some bad rubber suits borrowed from, like, a bad Japanese action show.
Actually, fuck that. All you'd have to do is you'd have to jam the satellites.
Yeah.
So all the TVs go,
the next order of business is they're on the fucking radio now. Okay? And all you gotta do is broadcast over radio frequencies. It seems that aliens have landed. All digital television transmission has been ceased. Right? It doesn't even have to make sense. Some system is going, what? How would that stop anything?
You would be surprised, actually. One thing I've learned from Jet Wolf, I've got her site on sort of linked off of mine. She works, she's the person who works for like the answering service, and a lot of the stuff is for cable companies. There's a lot of people who insist that their cable has to be fixed now, because what if there was an emergency? So I wouldn't have any way of knowing what was going on. It's called a radio, man. What do you mean? Yeah.
Radio.
People will.
I find that amusing, because if I had to rely on television to tell me there was an emergency, I'd never know.
I couldn't use my cell phone, so I ICQ people on the net to talk with them. Like during the earthquake. That was quite amusing, actually.
I think the cult network knew that there was an earthquake happening before anyone else. We had the fucking aftershocks. Who felt it all across the United States?
I was talking on the IRC, too, when it happened.
Yeah.
So was, like, hey, earthquake. Cool. Was there any of our listeners actually in Seattle at the time? Or
around here?
What's that?
I don't know if there were any people.
It is officially time
to open the phone.
All right, let's open the phone lines.
Sure. There's the number in the IRC, and I will play the song so we can get some time to queue up some
stuff.
Phone calls.
Oh, if one flashes.
Wait, is there already one going? Okay, we're going to play the song.
Yeah, there's one now.
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268.
Hey, you're on Rant Radio. But no one can hear you yet, so hold on.
Okay, there we go.
You're on Run Radio. Who is this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, hi, Zombie. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm feeling much better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm just
Run Radio is healing you.
Yeah. No, it's like raining over here, man.
Wow.
Wow. Anything else?
Man, it's been a sucky day. I can't go skateboarding because if I do, I screw up my thing over here, wherever you call it, will bleed to death. And I'll die.
Your thing will bleed to death.
There's always that danger of bumping your head.
Oh, the spleen, yeah, the spleen. The sucky spleen. It's like your swollen. It's like...
Oh,
your
yeah.
Your spleen is swollen.
Yeah, that's what happens with mono, is your spleen swells up and you're... And
wow.
You're quite prone, because they thought I had mono at one point a few years ago.
That's really brutal.
No contact sports.
So you better stop eating those tacos.
Oh, what tacos? Did Private or Lieutenant Major Zombie get kicked out of his job because of him having mono?
No, but he's got like a swollen spleen, so he can't do contact sports or skateboarding or anything.
So we let you go away for a while, and when he goes away, you can come back.
Don't you get really tired when you have mono?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go take a nap.
If you're like sitting in bed, you're like, I can't move.
Right on.
But then I have my other job at Computer Medical Center.
Oh, cool.
I'm better.
So, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
He's so happy.
Prophet Nixter.
Nixter! How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Hey, tell Zombie to stop being a pussy, man. I had mono for a while, and I lost like 70 or 80 pounds.
Wow, you must have weighed an awful lot.
You lost how much?
Like 70 or 80 pounds, seriously.
Do I kiss right now?
Dak wants to sign up for mono here.
I will give Lieutenant Major Zombie deep wet tongue.
Do you have any, honestly, Dak, but the problem is you get this swollen spleen thing, and then, like, if...
There's enough room.
No.
What organ isn't swollen? Have you looked at me?
the point being is that then it's, like, extremely prone to, like, popping on you, and then you die.
It shows up on your test for the rest of your life that you like had mono. So
they'll keep me out of a job because I had mono.
I'm just saying, if you go back to the doctor because you're feeling sick and they try and do a mono test, you got to tell them, oh, I already had mono. You got mono.
It shows up every time then.
Yeah.
That's really gay.
That's what I was told by the doctor. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But I did have a couple questions, too.
Sure, what are your questions?
One goes way back to the middle of the show or the beginning. How do we know what a UFO looks like?
Well,
a UFO,
UFO is any object that is unidentified and flying.
So yeah, I know, but I mean, you guys said they had a plane that looked like a UFO. How do you
like
know what?
Your typical, you know,
round saucer.
Disc. It was round mostly, and it had sort of a flat back.
I know, but it's hypothetical. How do you know what it looks like?
Okay, I see your point. As a human being, we all have a stereotype of what we think a UFO looks like, and exactly. We all pretty much have the same sort of saucer thing in mind.
I understand what Nick's
like.
Saying.
Who told us that, flying saucer rather than UFO.
We all did.
No, I understand. I understand what Nick's saying, and he's right. We have no way of knowing what a UFO looks like.
Okay, obviously, but what we consider to be what people call a UFO, that's... The whole point is that it looks like what we think a UFO looks like. So that's what people might have seen and thought was a UFO. What a real UFO looks like is whatever it looks like. It doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah. And then my other question would be, what is worse? You guys just had the earthquake or whatever. Where do you want to live? You got hurricanes. You got tornadoes. We got tornadoes in Nebraska. You got earthquakes. And what else? You know, fires and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What would be the worst? Where do you choose to live? I wouldn't want to live there because of earthquakes. I wouldn't want to live there because of tornadoes. You know, all these natural disasters.
Actually, it's been proven the safest place in the United, or actually in North America, to live for weather, everything else, is Denver, Colorado.
Really? They've had no disasters.
No, it is the safest place.
Really?
For natural disasters.
Safer than here?
Safer than here.
Well, what do we have?
We have earthquakes.
We're like
we
on a major fault line, dude.
Okay. The
and
potential
we have,
of it.
We're also prone
okay,
to forest fires because of our forests.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, we have tornadoes out here, and they're not that bad, I don't think. I mean.
You're in Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And well, there you go.
Kansas is worse, but I mean, the tornado's not that bad. You just hide under a bridge or, you know, go watch it outside and chase it.
Well,
make a game of it.
I personally have seen a tornado. I've lived through a hurricane. I've lived through an earthquake now. I've seen a forest fire. I've seen a firestorm in a major city. All I need now is a tsunami, an avalanche, and a volcano, and I've got them all.
Well, the volcano's right over there.
You can have an avalanche in Colorado.
Haven't had a planetary hit yet.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't had a cometary hit.
All right,
it's all coming.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Sound system's all fucky.
Hi, you're on Red Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto, what's going on, man?
Pretty good. About this song I've been trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I'm scrapping it. I'm going to start over when I learn more.
Okay.
So he's given up?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't given up. I mean, I got ideas, but I'm, like, kind of ignorant to the whole, like, synth scene because I grew up with metal.
Make a metal song.
But I don't, like, I mean, because I'm interested in it anyways because I want to start composing that stuff.
Okay, well,
but
that's cool.
Like, know, like, exactly what I should get. Like on my computer.
Don't feel bad. Most people who make things, like we're talking art of any kind, throw out thousands of things before they keep something.
Uh-huh. I remember hearing an expression somewhere that your first 10 songs are always going to suck, but you can't write your 11th song first.
aren't keys always in the last place you look?
It's always that way.
It always seems that way.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, but I was thinking about getting into making knives.
Jesus crap.
I was considering that. I was actually considering making some...
That seems very difficult to do. Like
making a knife?
Like planning the knife, I guess. You're not going to actually construct the knife. You're going to take the plans to somebody...
Fabricate.
How do you
like,
make a knife?
I would fabricate a knife.
It's easy. It's basically...
It's metal. You have to take the metal and have a little shop and fucking grind it all down.
You can either grind it or you can actually forge the blade yourself.
Hey, I helped someone make an Ethernet cable yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, that was fun.
From scratch?
Yeah, well, cable.
you punched down the wires and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you just pass part of your brain?
What?
Sean just destroyed or 10 brain cells.
Uber sneak.
Apparently some very important ones.
Whoa, that was bad.
He's feeling a little high now.
You know when you sneeze and you were a kid and you were like in the chlorine pool and you'd sneeze and like there was chlorine in your sinuses and then that chlorine would like shock you? I just sneezed and like my whole body felt tingly and then everything went out of focus. It kind of did that, you know, the Hitchcock zoom effect going on there.
It's called vertigo.
That, but once I had some Sprite and a French fry shoot out my nose.
That was just a brutal sneeze.
It hurt, and my vision went kind of...
All right, well, that's it for you, then.
All right, what the hell?
What the hell?
I once made a wallet, and, like...
Hi, what the hell? What's this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Hi, Gloom Bunny.
I have a story to tell you guys that you guys are going to really like.
Okay, go
Excellent.
Ahead. Shoot.
Okay, my friend King has been trying to leave her boyfriend forever. She even sent him over to this other girl's house, and she sent him back, right? She just can't get rid of him. Okay, well, she comes down here for her birthday. He's been sober for 2 months. He goes next door 2 days before she comes back, shoots up heroin, smokes a lot of pot, gets really drunk, steals her car, puts her dog in it, takes her car down to the gas station, beats it out the windows with a baseball bat for $20 and a pack of cigarettes. The cops, of course, come and get him. He's in the cops. They call Tina's house at, like, 7 a.m. And Tina's, like... Hold on. Can't breathe. Okay.
Tales from the trailer trash.
Tina's, like, mom picks up the phone, and he calls her a cunt and a whore and a bitch and a slut. And then he proceeds to tell Tina's mom that he's going to burn down the house and slit her sister's throat.
Did this make it on Cops?
Huh? No,
it's not. Make it on Jerry Springer.
This is awesome. Okay, so what happened next?
Well, so far, he's still in jail. They searched all his stuff, and that's what they found.
What did they find?
Ammunition.
Porn.
What?
Yeah, he had kid porn in his shit. He had kid porn, he had heroin, and he had all sorts of stuff.
Wow, that's great. So and
this guy sounds like
a... Her house is being, like, raided by the cops.
And you can't understand why this girl wouldn't go out with him.
Huh?
Couldn't figure out why this girl wasn't going to go out with him.
Yeah, I don't know why Tina stayed with him for so long. I think she was just really bored.
really bored.
Let me ask you something, Gloom Bunny. Is there a great lacking of cool guys in the United States or something like that?
I'm dating a Canadian. Does that tell you anything?
Okay. Just got to check. Okay, thanks much.
What was that? I'm so desperate. I'm dating a Canadian.
I'm not so desperate. I like Canadians, okay?
All right.
Yeah, they make better lovers.
I was just making you say that, that's all.
We're used to snuggling in the cold.
That's right.
I seem to remember there was a recent study that found that Canadians spent the most time per session doing it than any other nationality.
Does that mean they're bored and it takes longer to get a Canadian study?
Girls are uglier in Canada?
No.
It takes longer?
Well, I know Cameron, my boyfriend, he likes big fat redheaded girls from Texas.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Say what the hell.
Say what the hell.
Thanks for showing you your tits, Gloom Bunny.
Okay.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
Oh, go. Hi, Iron Rant Radio.
Hey, Floyd Zappel. How you doing?
Hey, Floyd Zappel. What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. Same old thing.
Okay, so what are you calling in for?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that aliens are real, man.
They are?
Yeah,
it sounds like the voice of reason. How do you know? What?
If you ever been to Montana or North Dakota, man, it's full of them.
Are they like hitchhiking and shit or what?
No, man, they live there. They work in the gas stations and everything, man.
Grays are everywhere.
Yeah. Are these like the little guys with the big eyes?
No, man, they look kind of like us, only their eyes are like farther apart.
Eyes are farther apart. A little inbreeding does that, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, I think you're right, because anybody who doesn't believe so should see the film Fargo. Those people are fucking aliens.
They just don't fit in.
Hey, I wanted to check on Shovel One. What's up with Shovel One?
Shovel One is coming along nicely. We had a bit of a problem because we had a bit of question as to where we were going to do the work on the actual unit, but we've secured a location to work on the car. And I've got to the major cost thing that I got to cook up is I got to cook up the cost for this to rebuild my engine, and in order to do the major rebuild, it's going to cost me about $1,500. So that's a bit much. So I've got to try to kind of wrestle that down and all that kind of jazz. So don't send me any money. Nobody send any money. This is something that I'm doing. I'm not fucking asking for cash or none of that. So don't think that this was some weird subtle hint. Okay, it's going to be cool. But yeah, hopefully what I want to do. The goal is to get this thing on the road for this summer, because I want to do a road trip across Canada, maybe down into the States.
Sean doesn't want any money for Shovel One, but he does want the blood of virgins so that he can launch it a Viking ship.
No, I desperately want money from Shovel One, but I can't exploit people by asking them. That's all.
All right, Sean, are you a nice cult leader?
I am, though.
You know, nice cult leaders don't get anywhere.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, Desmond, I do. All right, man. Anything else?
You still going to put the flagpole in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I might be able to hook you up with a flag with the skull and cross shovels made over in Korea, man.
Really?
Yeah, probably for a decent price. You get get somebody to draw that thing up and shoot it over to me, and I'll check on it. See what
well, everybody who's into it can be listening. If anyone wants to...
How much? I'd like a Rant Radio one with the headphones.
Oh, see, Sam, he's coming out of the background now. I'd like a Rant Radio
for I'll pay for it if he can find one for cheap. They're really expensive to make.
Boy, drop me an email. SeanK@thecult.org. We'll talk about it, man.
Okay, sure will.
All right, man.
Hey, what the hell?
What the hell? Hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
This is Templar Knight.
Hey, Templar Knight. What's going on, man?
Hey, it's going all right.
So what's happening? What's the score?
Well, I was calling to tell you, I got a way to beat, I can beat the mononucleosis diet.
Oh, okay.
That one.
What's your diet?
Develop adult respiratory distress syndrome, go into a coma for 25 days, you'll lose 75 pounds.
That would do it.
Ooh, that was a good one. 75 pounds in 25 days.
Yep.
That's
hospital,
brutal.
330 pounds came out of it. Oh, right around 255.
Wow, that's brutal.
Not worth it though, eh?
No. Because I lost. Because basically, what I lost was muscle mass.
Oh, not the stuff you want to lose.
No,
that's all kinds of bad, man.
It kind of scares me. It's really bad when you think about it. 27 years old, and you got to be helped to be walked around by a nurse that's like one third your size.
Wow, when did this happen?
Depends how the nurse looks.
Actually, she was very cute, but she was married.
That's always the way, isn't it?
Yeah, I found about the third day,
And you weren't looking too good yourself, probably, because, just lost 70 pounds.
Coma, I got a tracheostomy, I'm on a ventilator at this point. They haven't shaved me at all.
Oh, so that's nice.
I could not have looked any worse. Well, yeah, maybe I could have a gunshot wound maybe to my chest or face or something.
But you could have stood up and all your organs fell out of your ass.
When that happens.
That was about it, yeah. Truthfully, that was worse. No, I developed double pneumonia and got a fungal infection.
Double pneumonia.
Yeah.
That means pneumonia in both your lungs.
Oh, okay.
That's uber fucksword.
I thought you just got it in both lungs automatically.
No. And then a fungal infection on top of that. So there's actually a fungus growing on the inside of my lungs.
That's nice.
Fuck.
Doctor said twice they could not explain why I was still breathing. They said there had to be sheer force of will alone. My blood oxygen was down to under 60% at one point.
Oh!
The brain cells were dying as he breathed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. But it never hurt you at all.
Oh, no. No. The thing is, I came out of the hospital. They said there's just physically, medically nothing wrong with me.
Wow.
I don't have any. I have very, very little, if any, scar tissue in my lungs. That will go away. The only thing I came away with this from is a scar on my arm from a PICC line they put in to go into my heart. To give me vancomycin treatments.
Vancomycin?
Yes. They put a TPN in my neck and it got infected on my fourth day. So they had to do vancomycin treatments. And because they couldn't find out what did the original infection, I was tested from everything from AIDS to Rocky Mountain spotted fever. They went so far as to ask my parents and brother if I had been in Uganda or Cambodia or someplace like that recently.
Recently? No, not recently.
They were looking for foreign diseases.
It got to the point, the very end of it, they had to sign human experimentation forms to do testing, to try to get my lungs to reactivate.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually on medical record now for three times. Once from my birth, once because I'm one of the youngest people to ever develop this and survive, adult respiratory distress syndrome. It usually attacks older people, and usually when it does...
It's usually the end.
Yeah. And I'm also the only person to have ever made a successful recovery from nitric oxide treatment.
Wow.
What is that?
Nitric oxide.
Do you know what that is?
They take a canister of nitric oxide and pump it into your lungs.
To reinflate your lungs.
Right.
Yeah.
And that works as a vasodilator. It opens up all the passages in there. They usually do it to older patients that have lung or heart transplants. And it's usually done as like a stopgap to give them like 6 or 7.
Like a few hours so they can sign papers.
Yeah, that's about it. There's not one survives it.
Whoa.
But they took blood tissue cultures, took everything from me. They got little samples of me going all over the place.
Wow, that's brutal.
They don't understand how my lungs functioned to begin with, how I got that sick and still survived. Nor can they really tell me exactly how the nitric oxide treatment worked.
Kept you alive?
Yeah, they're not really sure.
All right, man.
You are blessed.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
TK, the guy who will not die. All right. Yeah. So.
Hey, that's four times for me now.
Well, you got five left.
I've been caught, medically pronounced dead four times.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just got to perform some miracles and you're a saint. Now.
You're like on a first name basis with death.
It's like, hey, you again.
Take it easy. What the hell?
What the hell?
Okay.
I have to say I'm
hi, what the hell? Who's this?
Hey, it's Mr. Echo.
Hey, Echo, what's going on?
Shit.
What?
I'm trying to get onto the phone line for the past, like, half hour, seems like.
Okay, so you're on the air now. Don't bitch me out. What's going on?
It's all good, man. Anyway, I've got three things to talk about. Cult Juarez.
What about it?
Data Havens, whatever, same thing. I have a special thing. If anyone else has Data Havens, get a hold of me. It's Juarez.MrEcho.net. Check it out. Don't download anything right now because bandwidth is like fucking going out the roof right now.
Why do people pronounce it Juarez?
Because it's
softwares. Wares.
It's Haxor.
Hey, I've been saying that for fucking years, so anyway.
Also, Mr. Echo.
So many people.
Yes.
Can you get Smokey Ops back in the channel, please?
Cool.
All right.
It has been said. It has been done.
It shall it be said. So shall it be written.
All right. That's about it. Because I sent a message about it earlier, and Smokey's been like, can you ask Echo to give me Ops back? I'm like, okay. Right. So there
it is. Right there. There it is. Okay.
So anyway, what else is going on? How's everything going with you and Sorelli in there?
She's back in Chicago. She's going to be moving to California with Skojakita. Prophet Skojakita, actually.
Wait a second.
She's all over the place.
I thought she was, like, all living with you and shit.
Yeah, Air Force problems. Let's just leave it at that. I hate fucking Air Force.
Oh, really?
They don't like women hiding in the closets, I guess.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh, shitty. Okay, so are you guys still together, or what's the score?
Yes, we're still together.
Okay, cool. Right on. Well, that's cool. And we'll have to...
Also,
what's that?
I got two more things.
Go ahead.
The GDN meeting.
Yeah.
We got to move those things because the
yeah, we do.
Work.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been paying attention to Nidus or anything, but Sundays or Saturdays would be fucking awesome. We'd get more people in there.
Yeah, it might be an idea. The Guardian meetings have been really kind of hard for me lately because I work at that time, and so that's why I miss a lot of them. Brainwashing's been done. We got to send it off to Smokey for him to mix it, and then that'll be put up this week. And I talk a bit about that. But, yeah, the Guardian meeting things, I mean, I kind of want to keep cult fun. I don't want to keep it turning into a big, like, you know, multiple meeting task force thing. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
But do you have a mission statement?
Yeah, no shit. And what was the other thing you were going to talk about?
Also, this April, whole month of April, I'm going to be down in Florida, Panama City, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Spring break.
Oh, nice.
Panama City.
So that'll be very cool. So you won't be doing too much with the Inquisition.
Well, hopefully there's some cult members up in Florida that can hook me up and shit like that.
Okay, you know well, I mean? Yeah, there's a lot of cult members in Florida, actually, so it shouldn't be too much trouble.
Hey, anyone in Florida, get a hold of me.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway. Anyone in Florida, get a hold of Mr. Echo, because he's going to go a-walking.
Not really, just a TDY down in Florida.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. All right, man, so is that it?
Yep, that's it for me.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
What the hell.
Hello?
Is there anyone there? Hi, you're on What the Hell Is This?
This is Breaker One.
Hey, Breaker One, what's going on, man?
I just thought I'd let everyone know what's going on with Cult Chat. And I had some problems with my box. I don't know exactly what happened. I just attempted to fix everything at once, and it worked. So.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I'm also going to try to do the Gargoyle page. I don't know if anyone is already working on that or not.
I'm not really too sure. I think there's been some talk about it, but I don't think anybody has really kind of come too forward with it.
All right. I do need some help with it. I'm going to put a whole bunch of search engines on there so you can just search from there.
Oh, that's cool. Like a Google kind of thing?
Yeah. And I need everyone to get me, like, the actual submit forms. From, like, Yahoo.com and Northern Light and stuff. Not just, like, links to them, but the actual search part.
Okay, man. Sounds cool.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, so anybody who wants to give Breaker One a hand with that, get in touch with him. All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Excellent. Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
Hey, this is Brass Monkey Junkie.
Brass Monkey Junkie.
That's a cool name.
Monkey.
Where are you calling from, buddy?
Wisconsin. I'm kind of Poison Cheeto's neighbor.
kind of poisoned kind of his neighbor.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't want to admit it, but...
Kind of. So what do you think of all this craziness?
I don't know. This is my first night.
Fresh meat.
Rant Radio Virgin.
Yeah. Kind of scary.
Kind of scary. A little weird.
Very brave to phone in on your first night.
A little weird.
Well, he offered me sex, so...
He offered you sex?
Well, there you go.
He's a good guy.
Awesome. Get a burst
anything.
I hate to burst your bubble, but I've talked to Pros and Cheeto. He's a slut.
He'll do that for anyone. He's signed up 10 members that way.
Yeah. So I was wondering what you think about McDonald's, actually. We're changing subjects here, I guess.
What do we think about McDonald's?
McDonald's, yeah.
They suck.
Die, in corporate general? Bitch.
I mean, I eat there. But
today.
I
hate them. But yeah, I give them my money.
Actually, I occasionally get...
Oh, wow. Are you even trying to give me any kind of I'm holding it now mentality?
Oh, yeah.
I occasionally...
You. I got +1 on you on McDonald's.
I occasionally eat there because I get a craving for a Big Mac.
Ooh.
And every time I go in there, it's never as good as I want it to be. Never.
It doesn't look like it's in the commercial,
it's
huh?
It's never as good as the first time you take it, you know?
Yeah,
which the first
great.
One was free. That's the worst part.
They get you hooked as a kid.
Okay, I have a
red hair.
I have a crush. Brass Monkey Junkie, do you know anything about physical stretching or bodybuilding or any of that?
No.
Fuck, what good are you then?
Sean's all fucked up from the McDonald's here.
No. I need some stretching exercises for my lower back. Anybody in Galt wants to send me those?
It's a McDonald's burger lodged in his back.
No. I've got a lower back problem. I don't know what the fuck the deal is. I've been sitting in one
of
those.
Go to a chiropractor.
You're sitting in the same chair for 3 hours.
No. I sit in an ergonomic chair daily. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have...
Go to a chiropractor.
Weird ones? No. It's a muscle thing. It's a muscle thing.
Yeah, well...
Can go to
that
other guy that works on the muscles.
So, what else did you want to know about McDonald's, man?
It's always a muscle thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is. Your bones are broken.
Hey, Brass Monkey, what did you want to know about this McDonald's thing? What else?
I don't know. I just saw this book today called Fast Food Nation. I was supposed to pick it up, but it seemed kind of interesting. Just talk about
actually, it. Read it. It is great. It's about the corporate bullshit that goes on at McDonald's.
Very
I've heard
cool.
about this. I've been actually thinking about trying to get it, but Uncle Dak is a broke bitch who spends all of his money on D&D shit.
You fool!
I am.
Yeah, it's $25, but...
I love books like that. I'm reading one called No Logo, which is very, very cool, written by somebody in Vancouver.
I probably shouldn't read that, because apparently I'll pick up a rifle and get all Ronin about it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
take the way you felt after the first time you read an issue of Adbusters.
And then
multiply by, like, infinite. And then, you know, you'll get an idea of what No Logo will do to you.
Uh-huh.
All right, man. Say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Excellent. Okay. You're on my radio. Who's,
okay.
You're on my radio. Who's this?
This is Nova Skitty.
Hi, Skitty.
Okay.
Are you the one who's sick and bleeding and shit?
Anyways, we won't talk about that right now.
Are you sick and bleeding?
Are you phoning from the hospital?
No.
Are you sick and bleeding?
Yeah.
Why aren't you going to the hospital?
Like I said, we won't talk about that right now.
I don't give a fuck what you want to talk about. It's my goddamn show. I'll fucking ask the questions, sweetheart. Why aren't you going to the fucking hospital?
Oh, my gosh. Because I can't.
Because you can't. There is a large man with a gun preventing you from leaving your house. If you leave, he'll blow you
in half. It's a long fucking story, and I said I don't want to talk about it.
Well, then why did you call? You know I was going to nail you with this.
Fuck you. Okay.
Your phone is obviously working.
I mean...
Are the 9 and 1 digits pried off
okay,
of them?
Okay, let's ask, are you bleeding heavily or what? Hello?
You people don't understand the meaning of I don't want to talk about it. Or
no, I don't understand it, because you know what? I care. I'm one of those caring people.
Well, you know, anyways.
No, not anyways. You're not getting away with this one. Sorry, babe. Not going to work. So, are you bleeding heavily or not? Simple yes or no.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So why don't you go to the hospital?
Because I can't. It's not that simple. Because going to the hospital costs money, and when you don't have money,
okay. Where do you live in the world?
That's
Minnesota.
True.
Minnesota.
It is the states.
Okay, so you live in the
it
states. You live in Minnesota, and okay, let me ask you a couple of real simple questions here. How long have you been bleeding?
A while, like 2 days.
Like 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, have you been feeling cold or excessively tired in the last 2 days?
Yeah, really tired and cold and like stomach pain, but
okay.
Okay, so
how much money are you willing to spend to stay alive?
No. Have you told your parents any of this?
Yeah, my parents don't believe me.
So, like what? Where's all this blood coming from then? Like what? I'm fucking making this shit up? I'm stealing ketchup? Like,
Skitty, do they have a free clinic in your area?
No.
Do you know that for a fact, or have you checked?
I know it for a fact.
No, you haven't. You haven't checked, have you?
Huh?
You haven't checked, have you?
If there was a free clinic around here, do you think I'd be talking to you people? No, I'd probably be there.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you put your parents on the phone right now? And I will sort this out.
There we go.
Right.
Yeah, is anyone home, Skitty?
Yeah.
Can we talk to somebody? Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Who's home?
My parents.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Can I talk to your mom for a sec?
No.
Come on.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
Come on.
Hey, Skitty, you know Josh K, am I right?
Yeah.
Your buddies, right?
Yeah.
So he's got your phone number, right? So he'd probably give it to us if we asked really nice, because he probably cares about you.
No.
We're pretty relentless that way, eh?
No.
No.
Mm. Josh K, if you really, really, really like Skitty, you will contact us with her phone number so we can talk to dear old mom and dad.
Because this is, like, okay, Skitty, come on, seriously, man.
If you're not joking and you are suffering from this, I'm not making this shit up. I am serious.
Like if you've been bleeding for 2 days, what makes you think you're going to stop?
If it's basically, there's two reasons. If it's hemorrhoids, you don't have to worry about it that much. If it's just like a little blood when you wipe. But if you are actually, like we're talking hemorrhaging, even to a small extent, and there is a problem, that means you're bleeding in your intestines or your stomach. And if you do not get to the doctor, this problem will not go away, and you will die, sweetheart. Do you understand?
I've been to the doctor so many fucking times, and I can't go anymore because it costs too much money. My parents don't have the money. I have, like, $3,000 in doctor bills. We don't have any more money. We're, like, doing all this shit right now, like, paying for bail to my aunt and lawyers and shit like that, and we don't have the money to go to the doctor anymore.
Do they have the money for a funeral, dear?
Probably not.
So, is it a case of the fact your parents don't believe you, or is it a case of they don't have the cash?
It's both. They don't believe, because, like, I have really bad stomach problems. Like, I was having them for a while and everything, and, like, it took them, like, 4 months to take me to the doctor to find out that I needed surgery to have my gallbladder taken out.
Mm.
So, like,
how long ago did you have your gallbladder out?
In November.
November, December, January. No, it's not.
No, it wouldn't be.
No. Okay.
Wow, that sucks a lot.
Okay.
Wouldn't there be some program, like, through the fucking schools or something? Like, shit.
So yeah, you're...
Are you going to school?
That's right. So I got a cup under bleeding out the ass, and there's nothing I can do to fucking help.
Do you still go to school?
Yeah.
Faint at school.
Okay.
Faint at school tomorrow. Even if you don't really faint, pretend you faint.
Because they'll take you to...
They're
under school grounds and stuff.
Yes.
There you go.
Faint at school.
If you go to school, faint, lie there, don't move, get up, say you're feeling stomach pains, and you just go to the bathroom, say I'm bleeding, then they have to take you to school, pay for it.
Okay?
Yeah. Now, what did you call in about? You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Do we have one? We'll do one more.
Last phone call of night. Who is this? What the hell?
This is Jason from Erase.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
I've copied that Alien the Psycho CD, so...
Oh, nice. Thank you, sir.
Should I give it to Sean, or are you going to come by?
Give it to Ryan. I'm going to see him sometime this week.
Cool. Will do.
There is ways of obtaining medical services in the States if you are low-income personnel. It will take a little work, but there are ways to get it.
Jason, I get the feeling her parents may not be low income. It's just that they don't want to have to pay.
That doesn't even consider low income. You just have to fill out a little bit of paperwork. You have to sort of dig around and find it.
Yeah, I know.
They do have medical attention.
I know. There's a free clinic
that is similar to ours, but you actually have to you have to physically go out and look for it.
Yeah, I know you do. There is stuff in the States. There's also free clinics, and almost every city and town does have one.
Very true. To say that there's nothing out there and there's no way to get around it. There's many ways around things down in the States, and for people to say, well, it's too expensive, it's too this. Not to diss her situation or anything like that, but there are ways. The government has some safety nets down there. Obviously, not quite as grand as ours, but they do have some things that will take care of their people.
Yeah, it looks bad when, like, young girls die because, you know, they couldn't afford medical service.
Somebody
says
if you go to a hospital down there, they have to treat you.
Yeah,
is that
do.
True? But
yeah,
you have to pay later.
But then you have to pay it.
They have to pay.
That's her issue. She doesn't have the money to pay for it.
But there are services that will cover those costs for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I understand what her problem is, and I'm not going to bring it up on the air.
Right.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
Well, what the hell?
Cool. Okay, just push both the buttons. So
right. All right, man. See you later.
What the hell? Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, so that's it. I have to go because I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because they've got my ass working on a Monday because they couldn't get me on a Sunday.
Well, there you go. I have some pain.
Perfect.
All right, going through the RC, saying goodnight. We'll do it from Sim's computer.
Okay. I'll do it.
You'll do it?
Mr. Echo, Kexler, Holy Dio, Smokehouse, Prophet Battlewax, Brass Monkey Junkie, Crazy Redhead, Soul Raper, Apocalypse, Joe Death, More, Disturbed, Case, Pseudo, Erase, Rooster, G-I-R Me Away, Breaker One, Snake, Nixter, Tenshi, Templar Knight, Soul, Trance, Hippie J, Hussy Terrell, I-R Me's Girlfriend, Buck X, Twitch, Floyd's Lapel, Half Elf, Katana, Romulus, T. Gray, Cosx, Music God, Romeo Jr., Scribe, PV, Zerstor, Gloom, Cinemite, Gloom Bunny, Rant Radio Virgin, Raziel, Microcube, Sean is Got, Skits, Starbaby, TYLN, Test Subject, Wacko, White Do Karma, Zandad, and Fox Mulder, and ASE.
Okay, and this is saying Sean K.
This is saying Sean K.
Saying Sean K.
All your faces belong to us.
You're starting to sound like George W. Bush. Cut it out.
Okay, so, you know, Skitty, the reason why we were all fucking shitting on you is because, well, we love you.
We hate you.
We don't want you to die.
It looks bad when
we need
lose one.
We need every listener we can get.
Well, yeah.
Our ratings go down. The advertisers pull.
We have
their money out.
Don't die, Blondie. You stay right there, Blondie. Okay. So this is...
Good, the bad, and the ugly.
Thank you, George.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There we
right.
go.
And I'm not being a dick because I hate you, Skits. I'm being a dick because I care. And if
we love you.
If you thought that there was something else that you want to see me be a dick when I really care and I think someone's in physical danger, I turn into a fucking Satan dick at that point.
You'd be on a plane.
You're like, really? That's interesting. I don't have to get on a plane anymore because there's these guys called Ronin. Yeah. Anyway, so...
They're in your neighborhood.
Coming to a neighborhood.
Friendly neighborhood Ronin.
Yeah. Friendly neighborhood fucking vigilante for justice. All right. So it's Sean K saying, hey, keep your head down.
Once again, Ronan Sariat sitting here in the studio. Time to go back to work. Later, folks.
Back to the fields.
This is your old Uncle Dax saying, I am going to work, and I don't want to fucking do this. I don't want to work. I want money for nothing and my chicks for free.
That's all our dreams.
This is Girl on Left saying, Okonomiyaki potato chips are
good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I couldn't eat them because I think there's fish products in them. Because it lists one of
he
the
can't eat them because he thinks there's fish products.
Just
in them.
Sauce powder is just not descriptive enough for me. Sauce powder.
Actually, the powdered mayonnaise is what's fucking with my head.
That works. Yeah, that works too. And Drex.
Oh, this is Private Drexel saying I gotta get a T-shirt too.
Saying Private Drexel.
I want that T-shirt.
Getting that T-shirt.
I need a T-shirt with, you know, like assault rifles and.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get rhinestones.
Crossed
assault
rifles.
You can't get those at Walmart.
You could. You could make a little pattern of assault rifle if you try real hard.
hey, say Freedom's got an AK.
And this is Sumerian, and see you in 6 days and 21 hours and all that good stuff. We've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Almost 2.5 years. Okay, here we go. Bye-bye.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.